Tomorrow's news today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Xi Jinping held out a stick and said, if you come into the conflict or if you keep aiding Taiwan, we're ready for total war. But then he heralded out a big carrot saying, I'll help you reopen the Strait of Hormuz, putting pressure on their big ally, Iran. You follow how Xi acts. He always says he'll do one thing and does the opposite. Communist dictator for life. We've got big news on that front. Sebastian Gorka has made more comments about coming after people for their speech, saying political opposition, both left and right, are terrorists. It's just a very dangerous sign. He is the terrorism czar. And we have seen a lot of talk out of the White House about declaring an emergency over the elections. And if you look at the law, what the Democrats are doing is breaking the law. That could be done. I've implemented right. That said, I know the president's been looking at other emergency powers for the economy. And there is a lot of talk by law professors, people that I respect, that this is a real possibility. So because of some of the behavior we've seen the last few months out of Trump with this Iran war, we have to look at it seriously. So I thought, you know what? I know Peter Ticton, longtime childhood friend of Trump, military academy bunkmate, and advisor and lawyer, and I respect him. And the emergency executive orders and things that he's talked about are totally constitutional. I agree with on the election. So I thought, why not go to somebody that actually advises Trump and talks to him every week and get him on about all of this? And so that is coming up. Here's Cenk Uygur talking about what he's hearing, though.
Guys, the reason my hair's on fire is because I swear to you that you don't realize the economic catastrophe headed our way if we go back into this war, and it's now almost not an if anymore. Trump keeps talking about, you know, oh, the market could go down 20 or 25%. I thought oil prices were going to get to 150, 200. 99 is not that bad, he said today. First of all, 99 is bad. That's why we have the inflation that we have now. And on top of that, he's going back in. So that's why he's saying, yeah, oil's going to go up to massive numbers. The market is going to crash. I can't stand the idiocy of Wall Street. I mean, today prices skyrocket. Gas is through the roof and those morons, they're still buying. They're still buying. They're the dumbest people in the world. So, okay, guys, here's a marker for you. Me versus all of Wall Street. And I'm going to tell you right now, all of Wall Street is dead wrong. And that market is going to crash like we haven't seen in our lifetimes.
Maybe they know something.
I tend to agree with everything he said there, even though Cenk has attacked me, told incredible lies about me. It doesn't matter. When somebody is accurate, I'll say they're accurate. The numbers are in on the economy. It is more devastating than I predicted with economists and others. It's worse than I thought. The numbers are pouring in. You have a record 40-plus percent increase in bankruptcies this year. The consumer price index is exploding. Thank you, Netanyahu. Thank you, Likudniks. Thank you, AIPAC. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And we've got Netanyahu saying Israel's been the new superpower. Talk about delusions of grandeur. It is so crazy. And we have the head of the American Zionist organization saying Iran was behind 9/11. I mean, this is just out of control. Cuba's on the verge of falling, and they just found an underwater bomb in Alabama. This ties into the refineries getting blown up. Stay with us and share those live feeds now at Real Alex Jones on X and Rumble at the Alex Jones Show Live. Make a massive announcement right now. I mean, this is just bonker town. What it does is just
I feel 20 years younger. I'm not kidding you.
Ultra Methylene Blue. Blue.
I know. Blue. I love it. This stuff works, man. I just can't shut up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Up about it.
Ultra Methylene Blue. 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 I mean, this is just bonker town.
I know. I love it. I just can't shut up about it. Up about it. Up about it.
Ultra Methylene Blue.
Blue. Blue. Blue. I just can't shut up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Up about it.
Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com. It is just beyond spectacular.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Okay, I'm going to have to be really controlled and focused today on this live Thursday, May 14th transmission, because we have just a megaload of incredible news and developments, some good, some bad, some very, very ugly and dangerous. Now, Trump's been talking about declaring a national emergency because of election fraud. I've looked at that. The remedies they've talked about are constitutional, basically banning mail-in ballots other than true absentee. And we've got his main lawyer that's been advising him for many years and childhood friend, Peter Tichtin, joining us to talk about what's really going on inside Trump's head. This will be exclusive information. There is also talk, and I've confirmed inside the White House, of Trump declaring an economic emergency if we go back to war with Iran. And it looks like that pause is probably about to end. Iran says basically bring it. They're now in control of the Strait of Hormuz. You have the neocons sticking a fork in Trump in Atlantic Monthly and saying, checkmate. Trump, destroyed us. The American empire is going to die. Iran has won. When they're the ones that helped steer him into this, the real target of this was America and our recovery, not Iran, as I said months and months ago, and as I said 75 days ago when this fiasco began. So there's now no doubt that I was right. I'm not pleased to be right. I am absolutely disgusted. We were ruling the roost. We were running the tables. We were just winning, 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 winning. I was euphoric the first 8 months of Trump, and then it all started going sideways. Still better than Democrats. I'm just saying, this is bad. And the problem is all the economic crises and the rest of it that this Iran has exacerbated will be hung around Trump's neck and Republicans' neck, and they will probably lose the House and the Senate. House for sure, I think, probably Senate. And then, boy, then they're going to come after Trump and all the hearings and the impeachment, and then where are we? And then here comes Gavin Newsom in 2028 and the rest of it. And then you have Trump, again, we'll play the clip again here in a moment. I just can't believe he said this 2 days ago. No, I don't even think about or care about the average American's economic problems. I mean, why would you, if I was a Democrat strategist and they were sitting around, say, John Podesta wargaming around a table, which we know they do, and they even released their wargames, and I was asking the question of the other strategists, what could we get Trump to say that would hurt the Republicans the most in the midterms? And you'd say, I don't care about Medicare and Medicaid. We're a war economy. That was a month ago. 2 days ago. Well, just hear the clip for yourself. Here it is.
To what extent are American financial situations motivating you to make a deal?
Not even a little bit. The only thing that matters when I'm talking about Iran, they can't have a nuclear weapon. I don't think about Americans' financial situation. I don't think about anybody. I think about one thing. We cannot let Iran have a nuclear weapon. That's all.
So Trump has tunnel vision on this. And when you have bankruptcies up a record 43% just so far this year, when you have the CPI coming in so high, the price index, the consumer indexes, and you have a statement like, I don't think about Americans' financial situation. I mean, wow. And, of course, that just goes to the mindset Trump is in where he just doesn't give a damn and doesn't even think about what he's going to say. But give me an overhead shot here. I want to show viewers what I've got here in front of me and what we're going to be covering. We have huge developments in the Iran situation. We have more evidence coming out of these bombings or these explosions at refineries and food processing facilities and key infrastructure are terrorism. And we just had a big event in Alabama where they found in deep water on a major dam a large explosive, underwater professional explosive. That's what you have to understand about China and the globalists. They've already got everything pre-wired. They got kill switches in a lot of our weapons and our bridges and, you know, in our power plants. This is a big deal. And this goes into asymmetrical warfare. And all the hype coming out, Iran, frighteningly close to a nuclear weapon, Energy Secretary Chris Wright warns. So, and now the Zionist Organization of America, very powerful, is saying that that Iran is and was behind 9/11. Just absolutely ridiculous. But that shows you the level of the war propaganda we're dealing with. And Israel is not successful so far in the PR war, in the propaganda war. And so what is the final ingredient they'll need? And that would be a new 9/11. And now Israel's warning of a new 9/11 and our cities could be vaporized. The head of the World Jewish Congress said that. They have Kudlow saying that. The talking point is Iran's going to nuke us or hit us with some big weapon, which would be the total pretext for the U.S. to completely level them with nukes that Israel and its spokespersons have been pushing. And when you study 9/11, it has Israeli fingerprints all over it and Pentagon fingerprints all over it. I've written books, made films on the subject. If we put the evidence on, it's stunning. Most people already know this, but it's just incredible. Everybody focuses on the dancing Israelis. The cops in New Jersey see them dancing on a roof with cameras, arrest them, find out they're Mossad. Everybody focuses on that. Okay. No. How about Mossad known connected groups and famous demolition experts and people that ran Israeli demolition schools for their military being up in the top part of one of the buildings right where the big explosions went off later with giant boxes of plastic explosive with it even labeled blasting caps and plastic explosive with a bunch of wires laughing and then putting the photos out. And then you have Silverstein, the owner, buying it 6 months before, getting double the terrorism insurance on the buildings, even though most insurance won't give you insurance for terrorism. He gets double, makes $6 billion when it happens. You have Building 7 with the CIA and FBI based in it, blowing up, not hit by an airplane, collapsing perfectly. You have Larry Silverstein not going into work. You have Howard Lutnick making record insider trades on American and United the week before, making billions for Counter Fitzgerald. Most employees died that day, but he wasn't there. Yeah, I mean, look at this, folks. You look at those boxes, those are blasting caps and plastic explosive. I mean, the arrogance of this. And you look up who this guy is. He's a top Israeli demolition expert. Just, oh, we're going to be here for a few months doing an art display where we take all the windows out and go into all the crawl spaces with wiring. And it's so cute. It's so funny. And now the usual suspects are saying imminent Iranian terror attacks. I mean, you talk about putting the golf ball on the tee, getting out your big iron, and going for the 300-yard swing. I mean, this is not even thinly veiled at this point. So red alert on the false flag front. And meanwhile, you've got Gorka, after he came out with the new national terrorism directive, saying, oh, Tucker Carlson, Nick Fuentes, they, you know, aren't conservatives. Because he's asked by the Breitbart, as you saw yesterday, well, are the Democrats only the ones that are terrorists? He goes, well, we don't count Tucker Carlson and people like him as conservatives. So, no, there's really no terrorists on the conservative side. Basically saying they're terrorists. And then Breitbart goes, oh, well, they should be investigated then as being on the tit of a foreign power. And then now Gorka's come back out and made even more stunning comments We're going to map out any individuals that criticize Israel. So now that the whole apparatus is do you criticize Israel? Starting to see where this is going? And that dovetails with a month ago at the World Economic Forum, John Kerry saying we got to censor the American people. And then we have more clips of Gorka saying they're going to restrict free speech. I mean, this is really, really bad. So when I see folks in the White House talking about Trump declaring an emergency for an economic collapse, and they're talking about an emergency to not allow mail-in ballots to take control of that, that's constitutional. And I got the lawyer that advises Trump, Peter Tichtin, coming on in the third hour about that. But when you look where the economy already is and the open talk in the White House about announcing an economic emergency, you have to add a lot of credibility to that. And especially when you have the new terrorism czar trying to act like, or I guess he is, a Marvel supervillain. So the Democrats wanted all this martial law. They wanted all this tyranny. They were the ones training the military to take on constitutional patriots and all the rest of that. We knew because the military and police would give us all the intel and the horrible training, including videos and training manuals. And the media would spin it. Oh, Jones hates the military and police. No, they're the ones that gave us the information. And I'm getting the same intel now out of Army Special Operations and other areas that indeed they're being prepared for martial law. Now, the Democrats were trying to have an uprising the last year and a half, and it was in the Podesta's own battle plan, and they made movies like One Battle After Another last year that came out in the year before, Civil War, to prime the pump. But that No Kings thing and their domestic terrorism to have an uprising, that kind of fizzled out. So I said, no, Trump having some rapid reaction forces to deal with that, that's constitutional. It's 100% in all the different laws that we already have in the books. Just forget emergencies, but the Insurrection Act, all of it. But now with the Iran thing and Gorka saying we're going to map out anybody that criticizes Israel and put you on a list, you have to then add a lot of credibility that if Trump's already gone this south and he already has a Democrat lawyer running the DOJ that's protecting the deep state, and the Democrats have now dialed back their civil unrest, they think they basically got Trump where they want him and that he's going to basically do things that allow them to win the midterms. And so they now don't need to try to overthrow Trump because he's basically overthrowing his own agenda and making his own agenda a failure, as Tucker Carlson said. He didn't say, Trump, you're a failure. He said, your agenda is failing. What you wanted to do is failing, which is true. So I'll go with the old Trump, not the new Trump. But we're going to decipher this. There's a lot of evidence this is going on. We know it's being looked at, but we have to then finally see what the emergency is if it's declared. And have to war game what is constitutional and what isn't. Because we are in an emergency. But that doesn't mean that with the neocons running things or anything that we can expect anything but tyranny out of this emergency. Here's Chink Uyghur talking about this. And I've got articles that deal with it and some of the preparation that they are making for different economic national emergencies that can be declared by the president. But like I said, you have the icing of what Gorka's doing, the head of terrorism, the czar. And you've got to say, okay, we've gone from the wheelhouse of Democrats planning and saying you're planning martial law, so they've got to overthrow you before you do it. That's their excuse for their own civil war, martial law, regime change. That was war game by Podesta if Trump was going to win in 2020, and then he brought it back when Trump was about to win 2 years ago and said this is still our plan. So then it wasn't true what they said Trump was doing. Then they were using it as the pretext for it. Now, more and more, Trump is definitely looking at it and asking lawyers about it and studying it. He's got different groups advising different things. And we're now seeing a very authoritarian proclivity and warlike proclivity out of Trump, which wasn't the way he was before. And so we have to now look at that and you know, say, all right, well, let's investigate and keep a very close eye on this with President Trump. You know, when he came into office and even before he came in, they said, don't follow illegal orders. The military can't protect federal buildings. That's not true. And the military should rise up against Trump. That was treason because Trump wasn't doing anything that the military should not follow orders on. But when he starts talking about destroying Iran one day, never to return, the whole country a giant glowing crater, you can't just nuke a country preemptively. That's a war crime. That's wrong. And then out of it, the whole world will turn against us. The global economy will crash. We'll be absolute pariahs, bare minimum. Pakistan says they'll hit Israel with nukes. That's default. Then Israel hit them back. I mean, we're talking end of the world type stuff here, okay? So when Trump started going down that road, I didn't say 25th Amendment when he was just going to get us into the Strait of Hormuz and close it and kill the economy and his recovery. I said, this is terrible. When he started talking about killing an entire people in one day and glowing, one big glowing crater, that's nukes. I had to say, if you keep doing that, we got 25th Amendment in your ass. So, you know, this is the madness of King George stuff. You can have a great person in your family, and then they have a stroke or whatever happens, and suddenly they're crazy. And most of you have had that happen. You had a great-grandma, a great-grandpa, great person, or actually your great-grandmother or great-grandfather, and, you know, they're great and nice and sweet and take you fishing, and then they go to the hospital and have a heart attack or whatever and a stroke, and next time you see them, they're, well, you know what, that's just where we are here, folks, and you got to be really, really concerned about this. But bottom line, you know it's not hype. The world has never been in a more dangerous position than we are right now. We need to transcend the whole left-right thing. And listen, I'm the guy that coined the term the false left-right paradigm. Back in 1995, 6, 7, 8, you know, 2000s, the Republicans and Democrats at the top were all on the same team, a uniparty 100%. But through the Tea Party and Ron Paul and InfoWars, we got a beachhead through Trump and other candidates. We informed candidates. We got a lot of people into local government, state government, federal government. That spread internationally with liberty movements worldwide that, you know, even the founder of UKIP and all the rest of it has said, it was InfoWars that doubled the size of that. Nigel Farage has said that on my show, that this show was number one show for years, still is huge, in the UK. There was really no other competition if we were a Patriot show. But it was like not number one in Patriot stuff. I mean, it was on like Shoutcast. We'd be number one there, and on Alexa, number one in the UK. There's been times when my website, the old site, was number one in the UK. Always in the top 10 for years. And that's not about bragging. It's about saying that's the power of freedom. And so we've had a major beachhead in the Republicans, but now that things are sliding back, in general, whether you're black, white, old, young, call yourself a liberal, conservative, whatever, we should all agree that we don't want a giant war. We don't want a draft. We don't want an economic collapse. We don't want a depression. We don't want more lockdowns. We don't want forced injections. We don't want civil emergencies. We don't want riots. And that we should be able to reject the corruption of the federal and local governments for what they are and admit it. China's terrifying World War III coming to conflict warning to Trump over Taiwan. Yeah. In history, there's always confluences of different trends and things that come to a head. And this is when historians decades ago, basically universally and futurists predicted this time right now is the fourth turning. And we are right in the middle of it. And I know most of you understand that. Everybody needs to get it that we're not in a normal period right now. I'm getting chills. So I'm going to blitz through a lot of this news I just mentioned when we come back. First, I want to hit the very concerning bomb. This wasn't some tinker toy, you know, found in the town square that some nut planted, and then the bomb squad blows it up, and, you know, it's like a glorified firecracker. This was a big underwater bomb found in Alabama on a dam at a key spot that was very sophisticated and was there and could be activated remotely. And if you understand warfare and asymmetrical warfare and things like this, is exactly what we know is going on. And I'll explain it when we come back. But we still got some time here. I want to get back into what I was talking about with civil emergency, and then we'll table that until Trump's lawyer and advisor on this, who's been advising civil emergency, but on the elections, Peter Tichtin, joins us in about an hour and 40 minutes. But his prominent journalist, Chink Uger, drops a massive bombshell. He confirms the administration is actively preparing for an unprecedented economic catastrophe with internal expectations that oil prices will skyrocket and the stock market will collapse. Well, I don't just believe him. I know from the lawyers involved, not just Tichtin, this is all being looked at. It's been discussed in the news as well. And we are in an emergency. Trump helped put us into it. So there are times to declare emergencies. The question is, what type will it be? So we've got to be very focused on this. Here's Chink.
Guys, the reason my hair's on fire is because I swear to you that you don't realize the economic catastrophe headed our way if we go back into this war. And it's now almost not an if anymore. Trump keeps talking about, you know, the market could go down 20 or 25%. I thought oil prices were going to get to 150, 200. 99 is not that bad, he said today. First of all, 99 is bad. That's why we have the inflation that we have now. And on top of that, he's going back in. So that's why he's saying, yeah, oil is going to go up to massive numbers. The market is going to crash. I can't stand the idiocy of Wall Street. I mean, today prices skyrocket. Gas is through the roof and those morons, they're still buying. They're still buying. They're the dumbest people in the world. So, okay, guys, here's a marker for you. Me versus all of Wall Street. And I'm going to tell you right now, all of Wall Street is dead wrong. And that market is going to crash like we haven't seen in our lifetimes.
Maybe they know something.
Maybe they know something we don't know. There is unprecedented insider trading going on by most people in Congress. The Democrats, there's been studies, are the supermasters of it. About 90% of it's been them. But it's massive across the board. Since Trump got in, it's basically every son of the cabinet officials are raking it in on insider trading, the stock market, crypto, you name it. It's unprecedented. And Lutnick is super famous for this, on put options on airlines for 9/11 and put options against his own tariffs he wrote that have totally been shot down now, all of it. And then he makes billions off buying up the insurance from groups that had insurance for the tariff damages, telling him, oh, no, it'll never get reversed. He buys them up for 25% on the dollar. So the average retail stock investor, what's making 5, 10% a year or whatever, there's all the fees and stuff. But the insiders are making 30% a year or more. And the super insiders are making multi-hundred percent profits. Remember, they did the study of Pelosi. She's twice as successful than the very best stock brokerage firms in the world. She's made billions of dollars doing it, but she's a lightweight compared to lending. Because the way she does it is not as hidden as Lutnick. But now Lutnick, who's leading this whole thing, he's basically the insider trading czar at the White House. And look, I didn't care if they made money off crypto. I didn't care when Trump lost half his wealth. You know, if that's part of being a businessman and being the president. You know, George Washington was the richest man in America, and when he was president, he made money. But it wasn't scams ripping people off. It was just straight business. You can't preclude yourself from business just because you're the president. But insider trading, when he's constantly, oh, the war's over, and then, you know, oil goes down, and then, no, it's not over, and it goes up. And then in the White House, all the people there are caught doing trades literally the day of, you know, hours before. It's just naked corruption. And they're already talking about price controls and all this other stuff in these executive orders that they're looking at all the old executive orders that are already on the book. They go, well, that's a precedent if other presidents ever did it like Nixon. And so they're going to reissue basically these executive orders and say the courts upheld these before, so these are okay. But the question is, why is it being done? For a bunch of insider trading, to pick winners and losers, but also to Trump, I'm sure, is being told to shore up the disaster of the core foundation of inflation, oil and liquefied natural gas and fertilizer. It's not 20%. It's not 25%. It's around 30% comes through the Strait of Hormuz. Okay. And so that damage is already baked in and the tea leaves are clear. I don't think the Iran war is over. I think it's going to continue. And regardless, the Iranians control the Strait of Hormuz. So they're now choking it off to everybody but their buddies. That's how they put us in checkmate, as the neocons said, after they advised Trump to do it. We'll be back. Share the live feed now at Real Alex Jones on X and at Rumble. Rumble.com/ The Alex Jones Show live.
When Barack Obama's birth certificate came out, and I went to the government website, I downloaded the birth certificate, I put it into Adobe Photoshop, I separated the layers, and I thought, this is crazy. They released a fake birth certificate. I didn't need somebody to tell me that. I didn't read somebody say that and just believe it on trust of them. I did it myself. I saw it with my own eyes. I did it with my own hands. And then I tell my friend, he's like, you know, that's racist, right? I'm like, what? No, I just did it. And they're like, you know, it's like a racist conspiracy theory, right? And you're like, what? What is going on? So if you've experienced that, the reason is some people do not have the chemical balance to handle things like that. You need a lot of testosterone to handle things like that. You need to have your mind not warped and distorted by the dopamine feedback loop that social media is designed to create in your brain to enforce you into the pre-established, preordained, approved of mindset. So if you're here, you probably already are winning the chemical war over your own body, but that's why we sell the supplements that we do. Pretty much everybody takes – who doesn't take vitamins? Who doesn't supplement in some way or another? Who doesn't add a protein scoop when they get a smoothie at the store or take vitamin D or vitamin C or fish oil, you know, before bed or you know, when you wake up? Isn't a crazy thing. This isn't an out there woo-woo type of thing. Everybody takes supplements. Everybody I know takes supplements. And if you're not, you should be. And so all we do is get the best supplements on the market, white label them. And so you get them from us, you're probably getting a better price than at the store. And you're absolutely getting the best possible quality of all of these products. If you're here for the first time and don't know why you would support us, because you get the information for free, because the streams are free, because there's no obligation for you to support us, that's all part of the strategy. The fact is, we're able to keep this free because you go to thealexjonesstore.com. Put this information into action. You have to understand the attack on humanity itself and then fight back against it in two different ways. One, by advocating and trying to seize power politically to change things from the top down. But while that's going on, you've got to be protecting yourself against this stuff. And we have a lot of supplements and vitamins and minerals and merchandise for you to do exactly that. Things like Atomic Defense, Methylene Blue, Methylene Red. These things are extremely powerful and combat exactly the type of poisons that we talk about on a continual basis. So I'm not a medical doctor. I'm not making claims here. I'm not saying it's going to, you know, cure any diseases or anything. But I'm saying that in the modern world, it's microplastics and, you know, atrazine and herbicides and growth hormones and fluoride that they put in the water on purpose because they want you dumb. You have to combat these things. You have to be protecting yourself and building up your internal shield so you can even handle the information that we're bringing to you. And that really is a thing. Testosterone, the higher your testosterone is, the more likely you are to go against the grain, to reject the herd mentality of the crowd and instead pursue justice or pursue the truth, regardless of who says anything about it. And there's a chemical balance that has to be achieved there. But that's why there's such an attempt to lower your IQ, lower your testosterone, lower your masculinity, lower your self-sufficiency, lower your self-confidence. Because they want you a tired, weak, overwhelmed, overworked slave. That's what the people in power have designed this world to do to you. And you don't have to take it. You can fight back. You can protect yourself. You can reverse the effects of the damage that's done to your body as it is to all of our bodies by going to the Alex Jones store and getting a product.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Defiance of the censors and the tyrants fighting like the devil to get us off the air. But thanks to you, the viewers and listeners, the men and women in the arena, not just in America, but around the world, sharing the articles and videos at Real Alex Jones on X, at Rumble, rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live. That's the new coordinates. Almost 700,000 people have subscribed for free there right now. Salute you all. And, of course, alexjoneslive.com, the new news site with all the articles, all the videos, the live feeds, and more. Be sure and share that. That is everything. You are the Paul Revere's. All right, I'm going to get into the high-tech explosive device found in a dam in Alabama, how that ties into asymmetrical warfare, all these refineries getting blown up. Then we're going to get into the new terrorism czar saying he's coming after anybody that criticizes Israel. New, very unconstitutional, bizarro statements. It is all coming up. Then Kyle Serafin, really smart guy, FBI whistleblower, joining us to cover the waterfront in the second hour. Peter Tichtin in the third hour. Trump's very close advisor and lawyer, and who's been one of the main advisors on different civil emergencies that could be declared to counter the left. Is it true what we're hearing? Is Trump planning to go too far? We'll interrogate him in a friendly way. He's a good guy. He came on very short notice when I was looking at all this. I said, why don't you get Tichtin on? He's the main advisor on this. Instead of, you know, listening to what the Young Turks have to say. But some of the signs I've been seeing from Trump, you got to say, maybe he is planning something bad. I mean, I just have to just tell it like it is. I'm not going to put on blinders here and lie to myself or anybody else. But before we go any further, we are extremely excited about this. Now, Methylene Red is a proprietary product of the AlexJonesStore.com. And we looked at what will supercharge methylene blue. What will help accelerate the skipping of the oxidation process in the cells that gives you clarity, energy, so good for your whole body, makes your telomeres last longer. And so we went to ChatGPT and we went to Grok, and we already had had a top scientist formulator come up with this formula, and it was insane. Grok and ChatGPT, 8 months ago we were developing this, came up basically with this exact formula, but just a little bit different levels of this and that in it. A little more of this, we would have a little bit more of that. And so we just said, screw it, we're going with the human assessment. Because what AI does is scoop up what all the experts say and then aggregate it and put it together. But it just shows how good our formulators are that basically Grok and ChatGPT, and I actually showed this when this methylene red came out 6 months ago, 5 months ago, the tincture, I showed you how we'd asked them and then what we'd actually formulated before. That's how good this is, okay? Now, we normally just sell products. Most of our products are a private label of already a bestseller that has the highest ratings, the cleanest, the best. We know it's a winner. But that's 50-plus supplements. Out of 50-plus supplements, about 10 of them are proprietary that we developed to make it even better. Like our ultimate life force, we looked at the two top spike protein, pro-cardiovascular detox formulas out there, the top doctors and scientists developed, and then we looked and checked it would be okay to just combine both formulas together. There wouldn't be any interaction that was bad, absolutely. That's why these are horse pills, ultimate life force. So that's a proprietary product of the AlexJonesStore.com as well. But what I want to do announce, and I'm not going to get into a deep dive on this, but sometime during the show I'll spend 4 or 5 minutes on it, and we'll cut that as a live ad and play it, where I'm going to read to you everything that's in it and, you know, what it does. But these are capsules, super concentrated version of the liquid. So it's even stronger. The liquid's great. That's why it comes in a big bottle. Because in the liquid form, you need about double to have the, you know, the same effect as a capsule. So that's why the bottle's twice the size of a methylene blue bottle, because you need to get that dose. But it's the same price as methylene blue. And they go together or they can go separately. But now we have the capsules, per gram, twice as strong, concentrated, of ultra methylene red. And so you get your ultra methylene red capsules now at thealexjonesstore.com. Clean daily energy, mental clarity, brain function, focus and performance, cellular energy. This is for people who want to wake up sharper, think clearer, and stay locked in throughout the day without relying on fake stimulant garbage. No crash, no junk, no watered down formula, just clean daily support for people who want to stay sharp and focused and keep moving. Because normal stimulants just stir up your cells, and so you feel like you have more energy, but there's a crash. This gives your energies actually more real energy itself. So when you turn up the power, it's even more powerful. So it's 50% off right now at thealexjonesstore.com. When you're a subscriber, you can lock it in at that price in perpetuity, cancel anytime. So there's really no commitment. All you do is get the great deal. Also, we have a new buy one, get one free sale that's running until Monday at midnight. That means when Monday rolls over at midnight, so it's running through Sunday evening. And that is the new buy one, get one free sale, T3 trifecta iodine tincture. Go to the UN's website. I actually agree with them on this because I already knew it. And don't just believe them. 2.5 billion people, they estimate, have major cognitive disabilities, both children and adults, from lack of iodine. The soils are played out. Most people have somewhat of a deficiency because the daily recommended allowance, they say, is really too low, scientists and experts, nutritionists believe. More like half the public is deficient if you go with what used to be the daily allowance. They've lowered it. And back in the 20s and 30s, we had mass IQ reduction, huge deformities, particularly in the Midwest because they weren't eating any seafood that had some iodine in it. And so the government, by law, put it in all salt, but it was a bound type of iodine where you don't get full absorption. But still, IQs exploded up to 20 points. You know, the rest of the story, you can look that up if you don't believe me. Or older folks know about it, but young people are like, what? It's the opposite of fluoride. Fluoride's the bad halogen, iodine's the good halogen. So the government tried putting the good halogen in the salt, and it had great effects. And then they took it out by the 80s and then said, oh, here's fluoride, the bad halogen that counters that. So T3 is incredible. If you love the ultramethylene blue or red, you really need this. You can buy one and get another bottle of T3 trifecta iodine free, or you can mix and match and get a bottle of Ultimate Life Force I just mentioned, the spike protein detox, but it's also good for your whole cardiovascular system. Men will feel it in the morning, if you know what I mean. That's kind of that old Cialis effect, I would say. But Ultimate Life Force is built to support full body detox, cellular cleanup, healthy circulation, immune defense, recovery, and daily vitality. And part of its design is from a popular 30-year-long bodybuilding formula. So that just gives you an idea. That's just part of what's in it. The bodybuilders just knew they got healthier and better vascularity and, you know, stronger muscles. So they're both amazing products. You can buy one bottle of the T3 and another bottle free, or buy a bottle of Ultimate Life Force, another one free, or mix and match, buy an Ultimate Life Force, get the T3 free, vice versa. And that runs until Sunday evening at midnight when Monday rolls over. That is, again, at thealexjonesstore.com. There's a couple other new sales there. Be sure and check those out right now at thealexjonesstore.com. You're our sponsor. You're our backer. We only bring you stuff that really works, so you want to order it again. The only way you fail is not taking action. You cannot lose. Even if you bought it and didn't like it, which is a very small percentage of people, you're supporting the broadcast. That's a winning move. A true 360 win, a total win. Thank you so much for your consideration. Now the ball's in your court. It's all about free will. Take action now. TheAlexJonesStore.com is the reason we stay on the air. Here at the Alex Jones Network, it can expand, hire more hosts and reporters, and crank back to where we were at the height of InfoWars before the deep state came after us big time 8 years ago and even surpass that. But that isn't up to you. I got all the fight in me. I want to win. I want to defeat the enemy, but I can't do it without you. I ask you to accept this mission and join us in this. It's up to you, though. This is your mission should you choose to accept it. Okay. Now let's get to this. When the last 4 or 5 years we saw hundreds and hundreds of major food processing plants blow up, burn down, and then we see also in Europe and here, thousands of churches burn down. They keep catching Muslims doing it. That's a side issue, but it's another example. When you see a 200, 400, 500% increase in oil refineries blowing up in Europe, Mexico, the U.S., Canada, and you see other key infrastructure blowing up, and they always say, we don't know what it is because they don't want to scare the public. I can tell you that a large part of that is terror attacks, is sabotage. Every couple days in Louisiana or Mississippi or Texas or Oklahoma this week, a refinery just blows up. Now, if you study China and the Russians and what we do, too, during the Cold War and since then, is the Russians try to plant nukes inside the U.S., smuggled in pieces put together. We do that to them, guaranteed. That's come out. It's been declassified. The Russians had snuck nukes into D.C. before. We're hitting their consulates and embassies with microwave guns and radiation guns. They're doing it to us. A lot of this has already come out. But when you see all these refineries blowing up and dams breaking and all this stuff, and you got this world war that's going but hasn't been officially announced, and you know it's on record, China, I'm going to cover this for 30 years, it's been mainstream news 30 years, but the full extent hasn't been, has kill switches in many of the chips that we have commercially and the military. That's why you saw Trump this time ban any chips in any government systems, and they've spent tens of billions now trying to replace chips. But then they told Trump there's not enough chip makers, so he signed executive orders to bring the chip making back here. They're trying. And they, you know, you saw last year, oh, a transformer in Houston, a transformer in Washington State, you know, outside Portland, made in China, had a database in it sending everything back to China, and it had kill switches in it. And so they have to run, and suddenly you see crews pulling out these transformers, trying to find replacements. You get this big, giant transformer, and really it's a big spy base. And it's got a kill switch. And you see now the Israelis can turn off the Iranian dams. And this is a bread-and-butter standard deal. If you didn't know about it, it's like me telling you 10 years ago there's kill switches in all the cars. Now they admit it. It is a reality. It is a fact. So I don't know who's behind this latest thing. But when they're doing maintenance down there on this big dam and find a sophisticated, sealed, remote-controlled bomb, that's exactly how this works. They're pre-placed. And I don't think they were just down there for maintenance and, you know, found this. Guys, I dropped my pen. I don't want to get off air and get it. Somebody bring me another pen. Sorry. Thought I had one. This will work. I got an extra over here. Oh, I got one. Never mind. So somebody's stealing my pens. So look at this. This is Associated Press. It's all reporting at Fox News. Explosive device found. Detonated at Alabama Dam was a unprecedented threat. A routine dive repair at a federally recognized mobile dam led to an unexpected discovery as divers found a hidden explosive device Tuesday, according to the Mobile Area Water and Sewage System. After the grenade-type IED was located at the Converse Reservoir Dam, MAWSS, contacted the Mobile County Sheriff's Office, which facilitated a multi-agency response to retrieve and detonate the explosive. The Gulf Coast Regional Maritime Response Render Safe Team performed a successful retrieval and detonation of the IED. Our top priority is keeping your drinking water safe. I should have. This is a drinking water. This is an unprecedented threat, and we are fortunate that this device was discovered before it could cause serious damage to our water supply to harm individuals. We are grateful for the professionalism, competency of our law enforcement partners, as well as the quick thinking of the contractors and the divers to identify the device and safely destroy it. Other agencies involved in the operation include the FBI, and it goes on from there. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security was notified of the incident. So this is exactly what enemies do, and we do it to them too. And everything is, I can tell you, is being inspected. I know on the eve of the Iran war, and I confirm this from sources, you notice you'd see at local power switching stations on the outside of your city where the main power comes in. They have a grid that directs it. You see, like, instead of one state police car that's usually there, you see three or four. That's because they were expecting the Iranians to hit those. Because if you get hit 60-something, 64 targets, and the power goes off in the country at the key switching centers. And they don't have ready-made super transformers or the types of switching transformers ready. There's been big studies on that. So this is a real soft underbelly we're talking about. Here's a local Fox News report on it.
A grenade-type explosive device was found underwater at Big Creek Lake, the primary drinking water supply for the Mobile area. The Mobile Area Water and Sewer System, MAWS, saying divers found this improvised explosive device while surveying the lake's dam for routine repairs. A multi-agency bomb squad team, including the FBI, Mobile County Sheriff's Office, and state law enforcement, retrieved and safely destroyed it, as you just saw. MAWS says the drinking water supply was not affected. Big Creek Lake is federally designated critical infrastructure, and Homeland Security has been notified. We're trying to find out where the IED came from, if it's been there for some time, or if investigators think it was placed there.
And you better believe we're wired up with bombs and kill switches and everything else. Because the bomb's a weak way to do it, but you got to do that with a dam to physically blow it. And now more is coming out. Reported this was right up in one of the control units. So they basically wanted to fry the water supply. But point is they knew where to put it. But the more important thing is kill switches in the chips. Or not just kill switches, they can come in and remote control them. They don't just have self-driving cars. Everything is self-driving. What do you think a smart meter is outside of your house? That's so the government, with all your smart appliances, can take control whenever it wants and or hackers or other governments. And I remember 25 years ago exposing this with engineers who came on the show as whistleblowers because San Francisco was the first to start testing these smart meters. And they said, listen, they're going to control the meter in your house and say there's not enough power and turn your air conditioning off or you know, turn it down. And then now that's everywhere in Europe, all over the U.S. Oh, yeah, you get a message on your smart meter or your smart device that's hooked to it. Oh, yeah, we're lowering, you're using too much heat. You're using too much cool. You're using too much energy. And now your car pops up and says, oh, you look sleepy. I'm going to pull over. You didn't know that was in your car, did you? You didn't know you were already in a self-driving car. Think about this from a weaponization perspective. It's way worse than bombs. What if AI went crazy, like Maximum Overdrive, and hacked into all the self-driving cars and buses and the airplanes for at least 30 years? All the big ones have had it. They had it on 9/11. That came out in Congress. Remote controls on those planes. It's old technology. Imagine if an AI went crazy and then used all the machines to crash and burn and bring down society, or an evil government, or a foreign government, or hackers. We are setting up our own destruction here. So we have this major hype going on. Iran, frighteningly close to nuclear weapon. Energy Secretary Chris Wright tells Congress. And then meanwhile, we've got them turning up the heat of the fear-mongering. Can I show them this article, please? Thanks. We have them turning up the heat on the fear-mongering with the Zionist Organization of America. That's basically AIPAC on steroids. The head of it, the president of it, says he has discovered new evidence that links Iran directly to 9/11 terrorist attacks, so the war must now continue. So let's play a clip of him, and then let's actually look at what country was involved in 9/11. The U.S. government and Israel and Britain as well, but Israel right at the heart of it, totally staged. Takes hours to go into it all. We have before. We should do some deep dives again on that. But this is wild. That they tried to blame Iraq, who had no connection, but Iran, absolutely no connection. So now they're using the same propaganda they used in Iraq against Iran. This is preposterous. And you see Kudlow. Oh, Iran's the new 9/11. They're worse than 9/11. It's Iran 9/11. Iran 9/11. How dumb do you think we are? Here's the clip.
This is the most important war to protect America, the West, and Israel, now Israel, since World War II. And by the way, it's been really buried. Do you know, only a week ago, the Harvard-Harris poll, these are major pollsters, shows that 70 to 80% of Americans, 70 to 80% of Americans support this war and support that we have to stop Iran from getting nukes. Most Americans understand that if they get nukes, they could put them onto their intercontinental ballistic missiles. That's intercontinental. It means it's meant for us here in America. And this could be a disaster. One atomic bomb on one of these ICBMs could destroy a whole city. And I think the case has not been made well enough why this is important. We've been at war with Iran for 47 years. We should have gone to war against Iran, a real war, decades ago. They captured 52 of our hostages in Tehran and held them for 444 days. They killed 241 Marines. They murdered Americans, Iran has, and the SS Cole, Kobar Taras, two African embassies. And listen to this, and nobody knows this, nobody makes the case. Oh. Listen to this. Oh. In the lawsuit, Hablish versus Bin Laden, there's a major section in that where they, in discovery, they found that Iran was behind, was facilitating, planned, funded, and trained the Arab terrorists on 9/11. Did you hear that?
Wow.
Iran was behind 9/11 with 3,000 Americans. Why isn't Trump and Netanyahu and others screaming about this? This is in a major lawsuit. Even the 9/11 report after 9/11 says the same thing. So we're talking about a country that is fanatically religious Muslims. They believe in a literal interpretation of the Quran, which means to destroy the infidels, the non-Muslims.
I've seen five-year-olds that are better actors doing a Peter Pan play. So, oh, you can file anything in a lawsuit. Iran is involved in 9/11, sure, and the Easter Bunny's real. So here is a interesting AI joke video, but I don't think it's really funny at the end of the day. Did you know that not one but two passports on 9/11 from each flight crash in, blow up, There's billions of papers everywhere, 10 feet of poison dust, and the next day they find two magic passports intact in the rubble magically. And one of the so-called hijackers, who were all admitted CIA Mossad, they were just decoys, they had their bag stopped and didn't get on the plane, so there was a passport there and plans for the attack. I mean, that is so transparently ridiculous. So here is a AI rendering of how just in insane this idea is. Here it is.
The FBI tells NBC News it was some distance from ground zero that a civilian found a passport lying on the street belonging to one of the suspected hijackers.
Sir, we found the passport belonging to one of the hijackers, blocks away from the attacker.
Excellent work, Special Agent. Free the five dancers at once.
Sir, what if someone just planted the passport there?
Heck! Nonsense, you fool. We must invade the entire Middle East.
The indestructible passport is gone. Someone took it.
Who is Passport Man? Did he steal and then reverse engineer the indestructible passport of one of the hijackers?
If they made buildings out of passport paper, maybe they'd still be standing. Now I've got to make sure this never gets used the wrong way again.
The new Michael Bay movie, Passport Man, coming to theaters next month. No, I'm joking. So this is just totally insane. Then I have more clips coming up ahead of Kyle Serafin joining us at 6 after. Netanyahu, Israel's the new superpower. Told you that's what they've been saying. After America basically sinks. And that ties into this story that's getting more attention. It's all over the Israeli news. Israeli soldiers exposed directives to execute all men in Gaza. And they released the directives and how they were ordered to do it. And I'm not trying to demonize Israel here, but Israel's got bad leadership right now. Netanyahu was in charge in Israel in 9/11, worked closely with criminal elements of the Pentagon, NORAD stand down, all of it. It was an inside job. Doesn't mean there isn't out-of-control Islam. Doesn't mean that, but those events were meant to build the Pax Americana, to the Rebuilding America's Defenses, PNAC, April 2000 document. They needed the Pearl Harbor event that killed roughly, they said, 3,000 people. Magically, that's what they say down on 9/11. I mean, wow, you talk about they have a crystal ball or something. That is amazing. Look at this. Just in, Netanyahu, Israel is the superpower. All right, we'll be back with hour number two. Remember, you're the Paul Revere. Share the live feeds now at rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live. That's the new official Rumble site. Share that link with everybody you know, your text messages, emails. You're the Paul Revere's. Alex Jones Live on Rumble. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Sale, and it's a fundraiser for the new network. We need your support. Plus, the products are incredible. Up to 40% off on methylene blue tincture and methylene blue caps. We have the best. You're insane if you don't take it. Ultra DNA Revival that has all of the super nutrients in it that supercharge your whole body, like NAD, you name it. Up to 35% off methylene red tincture, the bovine colostrum, the MK Ultra Brain Booster, 30% off all apparel. There's not much market for the apparel. So that is a huge deal. Shirts, hats, hoodies, the widest selection, thealexjonesstore.com. I need your support. Ultramethylene Blue Gummies, the first run, they're super strong. It's even stronger than, it's the same company, but the way they make it, it's really concentrated when it goes into the gummy. 58% off, that's about to end. And it goes on and on and on, thealexjonesstore.com. And finally, the sister site of thealexjonesstore.com, realalexjones.com. They just hold back. It's a sister site because we kept it separate from InfoWars. That was the site that went to just build the fledgling Alex Jones Network. And so they always hold back 10% of inventory, where it's coins or knives or collectible, you know, limited edition T-shirts or Faraday bags. They hold it back. So there's only a few hundred left of the five different designs, limited edition, laser engraved, World War II, but updated modern, skull crusher, brass knuckles, 10-inch, double-edged, stainless steel, razor sharp. Your last chance to get those at an incredibly low price, only $79. These knives are like 100-something bucks in stores. TheAlexJonesStore.com doesn't have them, only RealAlexJones.com. And there's other deals that are only at RealAlexJones.com, so be sure and take advantage of that and check it out. If something's sold out, The Alex Jones Store, check out RealAlexJones.com. Hour number two straight ahead. Share the live feeds now.
We'll be right back.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
There's blood on the streets, it's up to my ankles. There's blood on the streets, it's up to my knees. Coming to you from the ATX, broadcasting worldwide, in defiance of tyranny.
There's blood in the streets, it's up to my ankles. There's blood in the streets, it's up to my knees. There's blood in the streets, the town of Chicago.
The Zionist Organization of America says we got dancing Iranians on 9/11. We got to nuke them right now. They hit us on 9/11. Ha ha, yeah, right. And keep our elves are real.
There's no way. Planes did that. There were bombs in the buildings. Remember Trump?
We got to go into Iraq. They hit us on 9/11. No evidence. Now we're going to Iran. 25 years later, 26 years later. They hit us on 9/11. Boy, you jumped the shark on that, Netanyahu, with your surrogates. Now, I'll do it. You know what? I'll do a special Saturday show. We'll tee up the 9/11 20 top points that was an inside job, and we'll examine Israel's involvement in it, and I'll dig up all the smoking guns. I wrote books, made films about it. So I am the father of the 9/11 truth movement. That's just a fact. Said it day one, that day when it happened. Laid it all out. So we'll revisit that because they're trying to bring it back. Just in, Netanyahu says, as one thinker once said, actually in Russia, he said, the state of Israel is a small superpower, but a superpower. We're going to become a large global superpower. And I read this in Israeli papers. They say, well, America's declining. It doesn't matter. We'll be the new crossroads of the world. But they want us to help build their greater Israel, and then we go bankrupt, and that makes BlackRock happy. Here's old Benjamin Netanyahu.
מוצא חן בעיניי מאוד. מוצא חן בעיניי שאנחנו מקדמים חזון בתנופה. זה חלק מחזון 2040, או תשמעו על זה. פשוט להזניק את המדינה שלנו לגבהים עוד יותר גבוהים, עוד יותר נוסקים, עוד יותר הישגיים. איך אמר אחד מהאנשים, אחד מההוגי הדעות דווקא ברוסיה, הוא אמר, מדינת ישראל היא מעצמת על קטנה, אבל היא מעצמת על, מעצמה עולמית קטנה. אנחנו הולכים להיות מעצמה עולמית גדולה בכל התחומים הללו, ואני חושב שזה צעד ראשון, ותשמעו עוד על צעדי ההמשך. אני באמת...
All right, so we're going to go to break here in about 2 minutes, and Kyle Serafin, who is one smart cookie on so many fronts, joins us to talk about the Iran war, Gorka, the new terrorism czar, saying we're coming after you for your speech, we're profiling all of you if you criticize Israel. We'll look at Trump's trip to China, Xi's nuclear war threat, but also saying he'll help us trade Hormuz. We'll look at Cuba on the verge of falling, kind of Trump's consolation prize, because Iran isn't going the way he wants. I'm certainly not going to cry about that. There's a lot of unforeseen problems there. Also, the data centers and the fact that they're doubling, tripling prices around the towns they come into. And we're just being told, screw you, that's the way it is. And I looked at the numbers. The U.S. is already dominant in data centers and is set to have more data center power than everybody else in the world. So this is definitely a AI arms race going on. So we just have to commit to AI, let it run everything, or somebody else might get it. That's what Kevin O'Leary said when he was on with Tucker yesterday. So I've got a big stack. Well, I could do 2 hours on this. You know, I might just do this in the fourth hour because we got Peter Tichton, one of Trump's lawyers and the main lawyer that's been advising him on declaring emergencies. He's a good guy. We're talking about elections. It's totally constitutional. But what about for the economic crises that the Iran war has caused? I don't know about that. We'll talk about it all coming up. But whatever you do, remember, This is an information war, and each of us is soldiers in the fight. So share those feeds right now on Real Alex Jones on X and rumble.com/ The Alex Jones Show Live. Do you think I'm going to sell you something that doesn't really work? I always ask people, they never know the answer. Even salesmen, I go, who's the best salesman? Who's the smartest salesman? Who are the most successful salesmen? The best salesman, a smart salesman, goes and finds what is the hottest, best product that's in demand. It sells itself. I promote freedom. I promote liberty. I promote what I think is good. My marketing strategy, if I like something and think it's great and I research it, I push it on you. You are insane if you don't get our ultra methylene blue, the very best doctor. You're insane if you don't get our methylene red. You're crazy if you don't do bovine colostrum. In fact, I realized the first few months I took that, I got busy. It ran out. I didn't get more. I just remember that, found some, was taking it last night. So good for your hair, your nails, your eyes, your whole body. It's the first 2 weeks of the milk a cow puts out, and any mammal does. It is super nutrient, incredible. You're crazy if you don't take these products. They really work, and they fund the operation.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Order is the only path to stability.
Compliance is the only path forward.
Alex Jones is a fringe voice and a crackpot. Our unification of thought is more powerful a weapon than any fleet or army on Earth.
We have created, for the first time in all history, a garden of pure ideology. War is peace.
On May 1st, 2026, Alex Jones will launch his new network, and you will see that the answer to 1984 is still and will always be 1776.
Confirmed from White House sources that Trump is looking at a wide range of civil emergencies to declare for the midterms coming up in 6 months and for the economy. Now, we don't know specifically what those are yet, but Peter Thiessen is one of Trump's advisors on this and has been calling for the election civil emergency. Joins us here in about 52 minutes from now. But I wanted to get Kyle Serafin on, top FBI whistleblower, batting average close to 1,000, to get his take just in general on where the country is, where the bureaucracy is, and Sebastian Gorka coming out and basically saying Tucker Carlson and other people are being looked at as potentially terrorists, and they say, oh, they're calling for violence, which is not true. Neither he or Nick Fuentes are. And, you know, those are two of the people that have been, you know, being attacked along with myself, top five or six. Really concerning. We have some new clips of Gorka doubling down and Breitbart interviewing him saying, oh, great, let's criminal investigate them for getting money from foreign powers. So Trump is now allied with the former law firms that did all the Russiagate on him, Paul Weiss law firm, that targeted me and still is. And now he's got Gorka in there, a neocon, who's also for internet censorship, putting out a new national terrorism directive. That talks about the left, but then also says, but we consider anybody that's conservative or nationalist or populist who isn't for Trump, we consider them, you know, in that same vein. But even declaring, you know, Democrats that disagree with Republicans as potential terrorists is a very dangerous situation. What we saw the Democrats do. So I just call balls and strikes. But before we go to Kyle, I want to play a clip of Kyle I thought was particularly informative, and I agree with everything he had to say about Trump and the economy and him breaking promises. We don't say this with pleasure. We say this with pain so that Trump stops doing it. But instead, he's doubled down and says, hey, I don't care about the American people and their economic plight. Why would you say that? Here's Kyle Serafin talking about it.
Is that what I voted for? Did I vote for paying more money to our government so that I can pay more money for fuel? I feel like he ran on a different thing. Am I going to go back to the thing? Yeah, I'm going to go back to the thing. Number three, end inflation, make America affordable again. I would say that one way you wouldn't make America affordable again is by paying for more FBI and paying more for your gas. If only he had thought about that. Oh, he did. He did think about that. That was the number three priority when he ran. Do you guys think that November is going to be okay? Just because I feel like I'm going to be right and I'm going to be vindicated in this thing that I'm saying and the fact that I can go back to the promises that were made by the president and then find out, like, well, you didn't keep them. So why would you expect to keep power in the House and the Senate? Just because I'm going to be right about that, it doesn't mean that I'm psyched. It means that we're all losing. Nothing worse than being right and also losing. Again, the analogy, as I think you guys said, his name is Peter Boyle, great actor in the X-Files, standing on top of what ends up being a dead body. And they're like, why are you smiling? Because he's uncovered the dead body he was looking for. He was a psychic. And he's like, I'm not smiling. I'm wincing. I almost named today's show. I'm not smiling. I'm wincing. I'm not thrilled about this. It's bad. It's all bad.
My plan will cut energy prices in half or more than that within 12 months of taking office. It will be an economic revival of our country like no one has ever seen before. Energy was what caused our problem initially. Energy is going to bring us back. That means we're going down and getting gasoline below $2 a gallon, bring down the price of everything from electricity rates to groceries, airfares, and housing costs.
Yeah, that would make sense. If you brought down the price of transportation and fuel, then everything would get cheaper. And so what did we get instead? We got data centers. We got destruction and bombing in the Middle East so that we could have higher gas prices. Yeah, I mean, he did get it down. And he's right. In 12 months, they got the prices to a good spot. And then they were like, yeah, F it. Let's just do it. We've been in office for a year now. We hit the 12-month goal. Let's see if we can blow it out the wall.
But we're going to get this done. And you're going to have within 1 year, think of it, within 1 year, you're going to have electric bills and energy bills. And your gasoline for your car is going to be 50% cheaper than it is right now. That's a big thing. That's a big thing. But we're going to get this done. And you.
So those were him. That was Donald Trump speaking in front of the Detroit Economic, what was it called? The Economic Club and the Economic Club of New York, right? Those were all the claims that he was making then. Is he worried about you at the moment? Again, if we've got an FBI director who theoretically takes all of his marching orders from Donald Trump, I have to believe that that's what's going on. Cash is nothing but team loyalty to Donald Trump. Did he go, excuse me, sir, but I know that this organization spied on you and I know that they actually kicked down the door of your house and ran through and looked through your wife's underwear drawer. And I know that they did all that stuff, but we need to give them another $1 billion. We need to increase their budget by about 10%. I know you cut it previously for the first year, but now that I'm in here and even though I don't know what I'm doing and even though I brought on a bunch of management that still continues to be management that was hired by the last guy who did the last thing, and we're not going to go after Chris Wray. By the way, do you guys hear any things about indictments of Chris Wray or that he somehow did something wrong? No, they're going after Jim Comey. Why? Because they won't get Jim Comey. He's also back in the news. He's talking about maybe you shouldn't be a drunk if you're the FBI director. Fact check, true. Don't like Jim Comey, but accurate. You think that Patel went to him and was like, hey, boss, because I know that's what he calls him. Hey, boss, we're going to need like another $1 billion on the FBI. And he was like, oh, yeah, that's what I hope. I was hoping you would rebuild bigger than ever before, bigger and more beautiful, because that's what he cares about.
What extent are Americans' financial situations motivating you to make a deal?
Not even a little bit. The only thing that matters when I'm talking about Iran, they can't have a nuclear weapon. I don't think about Americans' financial situation. I don't think about anybody. I think about one thing. We cannot let Iran have a nuclear weapon. That's all.
What was that? Do you care about Americans' financial situations? No, not even a little bit. The only thing we care about is the thing that I told Bibi, not Netanyahu, I care about, or at least Bibi Netanyahu said that I told him that I cared about, which is that Iran can't have a nuclear weapon. So when it comes to affordability, just remember, just because things are expensive doesn't mean that in your heart of hearts, you're not psyched.
Call Sarah Show. CallSarah.com. On X, Call Sarah. All right, Kyle, thanks for joining us today. There's a lot to cover. I already threw out a lot of the issues. You can go wherever you want first, probably since we just played that club. Iran, Trump, I've confirmed, is looking at economic emergency orders. We don't know what specifically. Now the Israel lobby is saying Iran was behind 9/11, so we have to attack. You know, there's that whole area. There's Gorka coming out just megalomaniacally saying we're going to track you all and put you on list off what you say, and starts going after Tucker Carlson. I mean, this is a nightmare situation with the midterms coming up. Kyle Sarafan, thanks for being here with us. A former FBI agent, major whistleblower, great patriot. Thanks for being here.
Thanks, Alex. Also, thanks to InfoWars fans or InfoWar fan who's a handle over on X that cut that from my show the other day. That was a nice little cut, and it's a compelling argument of why you need to go back to basics when things feel like they're spinning out of control. And if you got a mess in the Middle East, I actually heard a clip that this is something Trump said at the summit in China. He said it's the only thing that anyone's talking about. It's like, I don't know anybody that's talking about the summit in China. I mean, it's happening, but it's certainly not dominating the conversation because regular Americans don't know about that. Regular Americans know that when they pull up to fill up with gas, it's expensive. That when they go and they try to buy bacon at the grocery store, it's still $8 more for the same pack that they used to buy than when, you know, Joe Biden was in. If you go back and set the clock back to the beginning when Joe Biden came in, like, we had a huge spike in prices across this country, and it was for food, it was for energy costs, it was for housing, it was for all the things that people have to do just to survive, rent and everything else. And then, like, that didn't go down, and that was kind of what he claimed. He said, I'm going to fix the energy cost, and it's going to bring everything else down. It was a huge thing. Alex, I don't know if you remember this, because I got frustrated with a Benny Johnson bit. Benny Johnson was running around in November of last year saying that they're going to make housing affordable for young people. Do you remember that? I mean, that was like a huge push to the young people. Like, we're going to bring back the American dream. Where is that gone? Because 2 days ago, Donald Trump says, I don't even care at all about your financial situations. I'm only interested in the most important thing. Now, I think in fairness, that was out of context, at least a little bit. He was talking about in terms of the Iran, you know, conflict, what's most important to him. And he said, I don't worry about anything else. But what an awful soundbite to give your opponents. I mean, just gave the most callous and.
Well, I mean, let me clarify. I mean, I thought about statement. That when I saw the clip and saw the full thing. But he's saying Iran comes first. Well, that's directly killing the economy and all based on Israeli lies. So I think it's fair to play the clip, you know, that way, because he's saying I care about this above the economy.
That's what he said. And again, people are going to hear that and go, oh, got it. So. Whenever you find yourself off the rails, whenever you find that your sports team's not winning, if you're doing something in your home life, you can always go back to the basics. Like, what are the elemental things that either you promised? How are you being judged and graded? Donald Trump gave us this rubric, and I've probably done it every single day for the last 3-4 months. I went back to the Agenda 47, which was the list of 20 promises that his campaign ran. It was the Republican platform for 2024. So it was the thing that America voted on and said, yeah, you're the guy. We like these 20 things. And he's basically gone against almost all of them, minus sealing the border. The border is good, but the border is good in an executive way. It's shut down such that we're not getting people in, but the minute anybody else gets into power and it's not Donald Trump and they have different priorities, they'll just open back up again because we haven't fixed the problem. So then what do you do with that? What do you do when you've basically made 20 promises and you're not keeping those 20 promises? He could go back to them and say, hey, this is what's really important. We could look at affordability. What do they call it? Like kitchen table issues, whenever they do the State of the Union, all that bit. Or you could just go off the rails and tell people I'm never going to be able to run again. He's historically unliked the same people that he was touting just a minute ago on CNN saying that he has 100% support. It's disastrous because Americans he's underwater on almost every poll. And then the last thing you're going to do is you're going to say popular voices like Nick Fuentes, who you don't have to agree with, but like he's entertaining. I think Nick is very interesting. I don't agree with a lot of the stuff he says.
What they're doing is they literally blame myself, Candace Owens, Tucker,
right,
a few other people for Trump failure, and they're saying we're going to lose in the midterms, but they say we are inconsequential and have no audience and are a joke. No, it's Trump going against his promises and taking the economy. That's why it's unpopular. They need to take responsibility. It's like Netanyahu goes, I don't know why we're losing the propaganda war. Everybody's turned against us. You know, worldwide, we're the most unpopular country in the world. I guess it's social media. No, it's your actions. It's look in the mirror.
Actions.
Take responsibility.
Well, it's that thing they always attribute it to, like Einstein's definition of insanity. You know, it's doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. The Israeli push to change the messaging campaign. Yes, part of it is what they're doing. And then the second is the way that they're telling people. It's like, if you don't agree with us, then you're bad, you're evil, you're wrong, you're immoral. You know, you can't be allowed in public society or polite society. And it's the exact opposite. If you taboo something, especially to Americans, we are such a contrarian culture. If you taboo
absolute
something,
Streisand
we
effect.
Want
That's
more.
What I'm saying. When I watch the World Jewish Conference and all these people, They're doing exactly what I would do if I wanted to turn everybody against me.
100%. I had this conversation with a reporter last night, and we were discussing this issue specifically. Without like any specifics of it, you can look and say, if you were going to do the worst thing possible and draw the most attention, you would keep doing what you're doing. You demonize people that said something otherwise. My example was this, because Alex, imagine this. Imagine if Israel actually wanted to not have the problems in PR that they currently have. I look at a group like the Mormons. Okay, the Mormons, nobody's psyched when the Mormons knock on your door. If you're not Mormon and they knock on your door, you're like, oh God, there's like two guys in white shirts with a little name tag and a black tie, and they got bicycles, and they're outside my door, and I want to be doing anything except talking to them. You open the door up, you talk to them, they're super nice people. They made an entire musical lampooning their religion, like their most sincerely held beliefs, and it was called The Book of Mormon. It was a musical, and it was in New York, and it was a bunch of libs that were making fun of these people.
And it backfired and got the Mormons more support than ever.
What did they do, though? They didn't say, like, how dare you? You can't criticize us. This is us. Like, you know, that is a hate speech. You guys are doing awful, evil things. No, they took out a full page ad in the Book of Mormon playbook for the musical and said, hey, thanks so much for watching this comedy about us. If you'd like to learn more about the Book of Mormon, why don't you reach out at our websites and we'd love to talk to you. They took it magnanimously, with humility, with a little bit of comedy.
Well, that's another thing I see when Democrat and Republican politicians, particularly Democrats, get made fun of. They want to ban the AI. They want to ban an obvious comedy. They call something that's totally fake, obviously fake, to a five-year-old criminal. Hillary had a guy put in jail for that. It backfires. When I get made fun of, I love it. Not only do I just get it's funny, even if it's mean, like when somebody makes fun of you and you get mad about it, it makes it 10 times worse. Anybody knows that.
It's the simplest thing. Like, there are all kinds of crazy Alex Jones remixes and memes and songs. And half the time when I see them, I want to send them to you because I know you'll laugh, because all it does is it says you're worth discussing. The things you say are interesting. They stick with people, you know, that they have some sort of impact. And for people to get mad about it, the things that are really gross are the lies. I mean, I see those. I've got we've got Jamie Raskin out there right now talking about it's unfair that the Trump administration is corruptly paying off people that the last administration, you know, maligned. And when you see that stuff and they start saying objectively false things about you, I still don't think they should be banned. Like, I don't think that I'm currently a party to a lawsuit where somebody is suing me over something I said. And people say false things about me all the time. I know they say false things about you. I read them. I know them to be false. And I just go, why would we ban them? All I would do is call more attention to this
thing. Especially when you're a public figure. So shifting gears into this, just in general, I'm going to get into a bunch of topics here. I saw your prediction. I think it's very safe to say. I think they lose the House and Senate currently. But then Trump's talking about declaring a national emergency to stop mail-in ballots. And the rest of it, I think the Democrats are still going to run their play of dead people voting and stuff. And I think it'll put it all into question even more and look like he's manipulating the election, even though I've talked to the lawyers, I've studied it. Some of the emergencies he's talking about declaring, I think, are constitutional. But at the same time, the optics of it. But now he's talking about an economic emergency. What do you think of that talk?
I think it missed defeat, does it not? I mean, the whole point, like one of his 20 core promises, it was a number 19 on of the 20, was that they were going to make elections secure. That was a priority for the RNC, which means the people who ran for office under that banner, under the GOP, they said they were going to do this. And they just are basically, if you have to do it through executive order, you're admitting that you don't actually have power to do the things you said you would do. That is a loss, number one. And then the second piece of it is, 17 years ago, I lived in California before I enlisted in the military. All right. I lived in Los Angeles County. I lived in Burbank, and I moved out in June of 2009. And I, you know, went to the Air Force and lived in Texas, and I never moved back to California ever again. I'm still registered to vote in California. I've been registered in Virginia. I've been registered in Texas more than once, a couple times. I've been registered in New Mexico. I'm still registered in California 17 years later, and I can't get my name off the voter rolls. So they didn't fix these things. These are done state to state, and the states don't want to fix them because they love having the opportunity. I get an email every single time that there's a an election in California, despite having sent emails in, sending letters in. I try to go to their website to unenroll. You can sign up from your cell phone if you're a homeless person and you give them the street corners where you live at, or you like sleep on the ground, you can get a ballot. But if you tell them the same way, hey, I haven't lived there in 17 years and I'm supposed to drop off the rolls after three presidential cycles that I haven't voted, I'm still on the rolls there. So they haven't fixed the problem. And if you have to go to emergency executive orders and potentially like semi-martial law type declarations, you've basically admitted that I'm unable to do the thing, which is legislate the solution. Article 1 is supposed to be the ones that fix some of these problems, including stuff like the border. We can't lock in a single thing. So I think that's an admission that you failed, which is Trump. I mean, it's, I think it's where we're going to end up. I do think that we end up losing these, those House and Senate. And I think that it's going to be earned. Unfortunately, I think Americans who were independent, who did not say I'm a Republican or I'm a Democrat, they said I'm interested in the best ideas for this country. And if you have them, then I'm for you. Donald Trump had them in 2024, no doubt. Between the
what
two
do you
of
think
them,
changed
he was objectively
about
6 better.
Months in the administration. You were on the show saying he's about to take a really bad turn. That was all the intel you were getting. What do you think was behind that? I want to shift gears and all these other topics that tie into it. And is Trump not thinking about what the Democrats are going to do once they get control of the House and Senate? I mean, it's going to be a political bloodbath.
Yeah, it's the end. It's like, it's the word. It's the end of his, you know, you get basically politics is really, it's really goofy. It's quarter by quarter, right? On a 4-year presidency.
He'll have no power. He'll be a lame duck.
You've got to be triumphant in your first year to be able to get a strong enough run up into the second so you can get a second half. Otherwise, you get mercy ruled and you basically lose. And so he's running into that. What happened 6 months in was obvious to me that the most dangerous thing, I mean, they needed to have massive deportations. Those numbers were not happening. And I think there were a lot of logistical concerns with that, but they didn't mobilize everything. You know, they didn't move heaven and earth to get people out of here. And that would have had to been done. And then the second most dangerous thing was, how do you de-weaponize government? He never took control of the intelligence agencies. There are 17 agencies, and about 80% of the personnel that work in those intelligence agencies have very different ideas about what the country is supposed to do, and they're not interested in whether or not an elected official wants to change their mind. So Tulsi Gabbard has been wrangling quietly, you know, to try to get these organizations under control.
Well,
the
she's
FBI
already given Trump
control.
All the proof of Crossfire Hurricane and the treason, and then he has Todd Blanche in there that blocks it all. So that's Trump's fault.
It's even worse than that, though, Alex, because a lot of the stuff that these people did, they're not actually illegal. That's the whole point. And I think this is something that is lost on most Americans. They go, oh, Obama was a traitor, or Brennan did this, or Clapper did this, and they have all these ideas. At the end of the day, those things they did, although they may have been unethical and they may have been immoral, they were not against the law. They were within the purview of those positions. So the answer is not, we need to get those positions and wield that power. The answer is, you need to strip these agencies from the capabilities that they have.
You just
and
said the
no
key.
One's interested
you just
that.
Said the key. Let's come back and talk about that. The left's all mad that Trump's using executive orders now that are copies of others. They were all for executive power when they thought they controlled it. Exactly. The answer is to strip the power so no one can do it. Instead, Trump started figuring out a year ago, oh, why don't, I'm not going to strip it. I'm just going to use it.
Exactly that.
And that's where we are. And now he's getting more and more with the taste of blood, the taste of political dictatorial power. He's getting wild-eyed. We'll come back and talk about what's about to happen next with Kyle Serafin. Stay with us. I am so excited about the Alex Jones Network. I'm so excited to expand it. The bad guys are in trouble. Hell, we might even get InfoWars back, but who knows? But I couldn't have stood against this tyranny and fought them without your support. But a lot of people, not the majority, but 20-30%, believe the propaganda of the national news that we're off the air. And friends, family, neighbors, people at the gas station, Alex, I'm so sorry you're off the air. I'm so sorry, you know, the Onion runs your company. They didn't get it a year and a half ago with the fake auction. They didn't get it this time. They're blocked in court. They're in a lot of trouble, okay? We're winning, but I need funds for the defense and the offense and for the network and for everything we're doing. And I need your word of mouth to tell your email list, your text message list,
your neighbors, your friends, your family. Hey, Alex Jones is verboten forbidden info. He knows what he's talking about.
Alex Jones called this years ago. Years ago.
Here is the URL, alexjoneslive.com. He's on weekdays, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Harrison Smith, after that, we're going to bring more shows on. But we need your support, your word of mouth, your prayer. You are everything, and your financial support at alexjonesstore.com. So listen to me. We have ultramethylene blue tincture, capsules, and now the gummies that are a concentrate of already the strongest best methylene blue. So look out when you get them. But they're selling out, more coming in a month or so. We have plenty of the tincture and the capsules, but not the gummies. If you want them, there's probably 3 or 4 days left of them. Get them now at thealexjonesstore.com. Separately, I can do hours on this. Just go to Wikipedia even. Go to the UN website. Even our enemies admit it. There's an average 15 IQ point reduction in the West because of lack of iodine in the soil and in our foods. Iodine is so good for women, children, adults, pregnant women, but especially older people. But most iodine is a bound iodine to another element. Atomic means on the periodic table, it is pure. We're the only people that put out the pure iodine. And we have it, T3 Trifecta Iodine, at thealexjonesstore.com. Get yours now. I got my iced tea right here. I take it about every 2 days. I'm going to take a dropper full of this bad boy. And this is so good for your brain, your clarity, your cells. It's essential. If you don't get iodine, you die. Again, you don't have oxygen for 4 minutes, you're dead. Don't have water for 4 days, you're dead. Don't have food for a month or so, most person dies. You know, unless you're super fat and you live 2 months or whatever. The point is, that's because you're not getting all the essential nutrients and vitamins. Iodine is one of the essential things. Look it up. And the number one cause of cognitive disability, officially, for even the World Health Organization, is iodine deficiency. So get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com and be the reason this network continues on and can expand. You're funding folks that fight for your future and our own futures together, trying to stop a new war, trying to stop new pandemics, trying to stop the left, trying to take back civilization. It takes funds to do that. So we sell great products, so it's a 360 win. The only way we fail is you don't take action. Take action now, thealexjonesstore.com.
Today we celebrate the first glorious anniversary of the Information Purification Directive.
Order is the only path to stability.
Compliance is the only path forward.
Alex Jones is a fringe voice and a crackpot.
Our unification of thought is more powerful a weapon than any fleet or army on Earth.
We have created, for the first time in all history, a garden of pure ideology. War is peace.
On May 1st, 2026, Alex Jones will launch his new network, and you will see that the answer to 1984 is still and will always be 1776.
Let's go to Lucan, Texas, with Quentin and Willie and the four. The successful life we're living's got us feeling like the Hatfields and McCoy. Between Hank Williams' pain song, New Very Strange song, Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain. Down to Lucan, Texas, ain't nobody feeling no pain.
Honey, let's sell your diamond rings.
Baby, let's sell your diamond rings. Buy some boots and faded jeans and go away.
We've spent too long.
Golden tire killing me, and in your high society you cry all day. We've been so busy keeping up with the Jones. Full car garage,
you know you can't do that.
And we're still building on. Maybe it's time we got down to some basics and love.
So that's right. When Carl Serafin, a great talk show host, a patriot, Air Force veteran, EMT, FBI agent, whistleblower, said we got to get back to basics. More and more, and I've always known this, But it's really true. Changing things is an inside job. We individually have to be better. We have to be stronger. We have to fight harder. We have to inform better the public. We can talk all day about government corruption and all this, and we were asleep forever. At the end of World War II, we were the good guys and the boomers and the 60s and fun. And then corruption came in, and now we wake up in this hell. Well, nobody's coming to save you but yourself and God working through you. So, Kyle, finish up with that statement. I want to get into Sebastian Gorka because he's a nasty critter. Anti-free speech, pro-deplatforming of myself and others, a neocon, became a citizen in 2012, very nasty. And now, I'm not going to play the clips. We already played them 2 days in a row, but everybody saw it. Are there any right-wing terrorists we have to go after? Breitbart editor says, he says, well, Tucker and them are, you know, they're not really right-wing. So, you know, don't worry, we're going to get them. And then now new statements about, no, we're mapping out whoever criticizes Israel or whatever. And, you know, your speech isn't total. Very creepy person. And again, he has at least seven different, because I've been following this guy for years, when he's like at CPAC trying to have me thrown out and gets mad they won't. He's just so officious and imperious, and he's the boss, and he's so full of himself. I don't hate my enemies, okay? But I'm just saying Gorka is such a cartoon character and so unself-aware, and then now he's the terrorism czar, and I'm just like, one more strike against this whole thing, Kyle Serafin.
Yeah, he's cartoonish is a good term. I used to go on his program pretty regularly. He would text me out, and he was super nice about it. You know, that's the funny thing.
Hello, like, Kyle, would you like to come on? He's got that
voice.
Like
this. It'd be like, and now we have a very great patriot indeed and a whistleblower himself. This is Kyle Serafin, you know, friend of the show and friend of Bob Regina. As long as you are saying the things that they like, then you're on their team. And this is my biggest gripe with the Trump administration. The first thing I ever
did. It's become a cliquish cult.
Yeah, you get accused of being culty when if people don't agree with you, then they can no longer, then they're no longer the good thing that you used to say about them. He wrote something to me on social media the other day. He said, you're so disappointing that I thought you were a patriot. I was born here. I served in this military. Who the hell are you? Like, just to be clear, what are we talking about? I was 27 years old, making six figures, working for a movie studio and living like a dream life for a lot of people. And I was like, I'm not really serving anybody. I'm not really adding any value to this country. What is my purpose? I'm going to go enlist and be an E3 and make $18,000 a year and live in barracks with like retarded 19-year-old children. And I did. And I'm glad I did it. Like, it made me a better man. But for someone to tell me whether I am or am not a patriot,
oh, I didn't
whether
know.
Tucker Carlson's
so
allowed to have an
to
opinion.
I'm so sorry to see you not a patriot now. When all you get is fired, sued, attacked, me
right.
too, to tell the truth. And he's sycophantically, in fact, in the dictionary, I'm not going to be mean to him, but I wouldn't be surprised down the road in the dictionary or the encyclopedia with the definition of a sycophant. It's a picture of him because he's totally ingratiates himself. Oh, take the shots. Lockdowns are good. Oh, censor everyone until it was Trump. And it's just like he's a blow-vating.
I can see this coming, Alex. I can. And so here. OK, so this is a good pivot towards where we're with the COVID whistleblower from the CIA, which I reached out to you about earlier. But this is a great pivot. They didn't solve these problems, and I see them coming back to haunt us. And if somebody else did it, it would be bad. But luckily, it's going to be Donald Trump doing it, so it's going to be a good thing. If we have a hantavirus lockdown, you know, I've already seen Glenn Beck start pivoting this way. The other day, I was like, how do people excuse some of the things that I've seen Donald Trump say? I'm not against Trump instinctively, but when he says things that are dumb, like, I don't care about your financial situation, I only care about whether Iran has a nuke, I'm like, well, that's,
I mean, just from a position
message.
Of handing our political enemies the jackpot. That's the lottery
don't
ticket.
Give them this. Don't, who was it? Daniel Bongino used to always say that politics is all about sound bites and snapshots. You want to give somebody the sound bite that says, I don't care about your financial situation. There is nothing more tone deaf to a regular American person who goes, forget about buying a house because that's not an option for most people under 30 right now. They drive up to the gas station and it was $2.20 here in Austin to fill up like my minivan or my wife's minivan. And now it's $3.68.
I was never rich, super rich. Like they said, if I was, that'd be fine. I would expect, but you know, it was all lies, hundreds of million dollars. I know that was true, but yeah, I got a little bit where I wasn't worried about money when I had extra. It's been good that I'm crushed down to a tiny budget because I get to feel it. I get to go to the literally the grocery store. Well, I'm not going to get that. I'm going to get this. And well, I'm not going to get the porterhouse. I'm going to get the filet because literally I don't have any money. And then I've got more than most people. And I'm like, my God, this is horrible. I mean, this is bad.
This is actually it. Like, Alex, I can afford to fill my gas tank. I don't even have to drive anywhere. Like, I'm sitting in my house right now and I'm talking to you and this is what I do for work. So I'm in a very blessed situation where financially my needs are met and I'm not in danger of my children going hungry or anything like that. So I'm very blessed knowing that. I also am a regular person. I just went and ran out in my neighborhood and I'm jogging by regular people who are driving to work and doing lawns. And, you know, my neighbors do regular jobs. And I used to be a regular guy 5 seconds ago and I'm slightly not a regular guy, even though I still mow my own lawn. Okay. There is an important thing that is lost when you find people that the entire administration is full of media types. When you've got 46-year-old non-parents running the FBI who fly around in a private jet and think that that's okay, who don't understand that they're not normal and they're multimillionaires, not because they've done anything great or they have any skill.
Well, they're in a bubble. They're in a bubble. Yes. But even worse is
that's it.
When you take people that didn't have money and power and give it to them, historically, they're even worse. Like 99% of people.
Find out what kind of person they are. Yeah, there's nothing like what do they always say? If you want to find out someone's character, give them some power. It's not people who are broke that are down and out. What are they going to lose? It's the people that have everything to lose. And this is the thing that this is where I think America feels like they may have miscalculated. And it really hurts. We put a guy in the office the first time around with Donald Trump where people were like, this guy has FU money. You know, they put people in this administration that theoretically have FU money. And everybody who has FU money, you're like, okay, the only thing that's valuable about having FU money is being able to say FU when someone comes to you and leans on you.
And we believed he was going to go fully to bat. And he did pretty much the first ad, man. And then I guess this time just decided to sell out to the system. But shifting gears back into major issues, because I want to hit the CIA.
I mean, that's where you find out, though, Alex, when they don't say FU and you thought they would, that's when people start feeling betrayed. Because America's, they wanted to outsource it to someone that had the ability to do the thing that they can't. And that's not what's happening.
Well, let's be clear. It's on record historically that Marie Antoinette at the French Revolution, when they came and said, everybody's starving, released the emergency grain. The truth was she said, we don't have any because it was true. And that's historians, even the British historians got that. But they went to get her stormed and killed and her head cut off and said, she said, let them eat cake. So she didn't say, let them eat cake. But Trump's statement about, I don't care about the average American's financial situation is a literal let them eat cake statement. And I'm just saying that is cuckoo that he would even say that. And remember a month ago, I don't care about Medicare or Medicaid. We're a war economy. We're a war country now. What the hell?
Right. And guess what? I think it was the number 8 or the number 9 thing that he promised. Well, we were going to have no new wars. He was going to be the president of peace. He literally said in speeches, I am peace. You know, we're going to end all the wars. He's still out there bragging about ending wars, including ones that he started that are not over yet, which is even bizarre. So all of that feels like you're out of touch. And again, back to basics. How did this
all come
about?
Back to basics, crawling up out of hell is Gorka saying, I'm going to investigate you. I'm going to watch your speech. I'm going to map out who you are to Trump's supporters that are still loyal to what we actually try to do. I mean, that doesn't intimidate me. That gets me pissed off, man.
I think a lot of people are pissed off, and I think a lot of people feel like they were betrayed because they thought they were voting their way out of something. They thought that they outsourced, like, the nature of the revolution. I saw your intro kind of bumper video, which is really neat, by the way, the running through the 1984 bit. And if people have a short memory, I will refresh them. Guys like Vivek Ramaswamy were running around the country saying that we are having the spirit of 1776 in 2024. That there was a revolutionary
attitude. Yeah, they basically co-opted what I really stand for.
That's right. But here's the big part of that, Alex. The crazy bit about all of that was, I think that there was a strong sentiment that if you didn't get Donald Trump as a bleed-off valve to the tension this country felt, that you were going to see actual, legitimate, real violence. Not like January 6th, where like some people were pissed off with a flagpole. But like actual people who have training, who have experience, that have time in small unit tactics and unit maneuvers, that they were going to legitimately move it forward in a violent way.
No, I agree. They said, let's pull back some of the fraud and let them have Trump to pacify them.
That's it. Yeah, that was the bleed off valve. And so people thought they voted their way out of it. They thought that they were getting the revolution via election. And so we were going to get, and here's the deal. Day one, he didn't even finish the parade for the inauguration, and he's already signing executive orders, and people are going like, oh yeah, I love this. I made this reflection that I had on my podcast this morning, and I don't know that this will land with you too, but in 1997, Vince Flynn was an author. He wrote fiction and he wrote a book called Term Limits. Are you familiar with that one at all?
Yes, I've read it.
And the story of term limits, just for people who are not, is that in 1997, there were, this book comes out and some military special operators, this is pre-global war on terror, pre a lot of the kind of operator culture that we have today, but we still had this instinct. A bunch of military operators go and they kill off a bunch of politicians. And then they send this letter that says, basically, give us our government back, damn it. You know, and they're the good guys in the story. Like, they're the bad guys. They're the anti-heroes. But everybody's like, yeah, that nobody's sad about the politicians dying.
Yeah, I think the Mangione thing with 80%+ of Democrats supporting it, even like 30% of Republicans, I think that also got a message through to him, too, which I don't want to go there. And that's why Gorka coming out here, threatening Trump's base, this fat blob. Whatever Euro trash he is, he doesn't understand our psychology.
You sound low T, Alex. Are you low T? You seem like maybe you're an extremist.
Oh, yeah. Stop. Guys, get the clip. He said, those of you that think this is a forever war, either have low IQ or low T. No, the Pentagon told Trump it would take years to make the mullahs fall, and they probably wouldn't. So this is a forever war, and what's a forever is crashing the economy and Trump's recovery fails, which has already happened, so he's got to gear up an emergency. Here's Gorka the Gay Whale just last night. You're low T. You're not a man. And you look at him when he poses with guns, he looks like he's got a lot of sugar in the tank. It's not bad that he's a gay whale. I mean, I'm not saying he's gay, but he's a spirit. My gaydar is like pegs. Gay. Danger.
I love the pulling this stuff out of you, Alex. This is my joy.
No. It's like, look at that. That's gay right there. Okay. That's like, you know.
That's a serious, serious, serious face.
Well, no, he's looking at a big old ding dong. He's like that. Like a dog that sees a quail in the bushes or something, a pointer. I mean, look at this. The gay whale. So
he's got my shorts.
I am in the administration. I am the terror czar. Bow in fear to me, you wretched knave. Here he is. Your low T. Here he is.
I had, sadly, a putative conservative journalist today from the Daily Caller ask me an asinine question.
He said,
how is the operation against Iran not another forever war? The idea, I mean, you just have to be
the idea.
Either low T or you have to be mentally challenged to compare decades of forever wars with thousands of American casualties to the pinpoint accuracy of what we're doing in Operation Epic Fury with no boots on the ground.
I was spooning with Cash Patel. That's a joke, Cash. You don't need to sue me, but if you want to, go ahead. Sorry. I'm cutting in on you. You're making so many good points. Just go ahead, Kyle. I'm going to shut up.
No, this is like I've told you, this is what makes me happy is being able to lure you into these funny little rants because they're so funny. It's like what Americans are going like, yeah, that's how I feel about it.
You're like, low T if you don't love this war. Grow some testicles.
Says so.
Grow some testicles.
It's so silly. It's frustrating because, again, we had this huge opportunity. We had an opportunity to do something important. And instead what we saw is that this administration came in and just wanted to finish. Like, they wanted to do their version of what the other ones did.
Yeah,
do you remember that everybody
exactly.
under
Trump
Biden?
Didn't come to
oh,
get
that's
his.
High. Look at this
Trump,
orca whale.
Trump didn't come to get his in the first administration. It's true. This time he just said, I'm joining the dark side. In fact, I'm going to be the dark side.
I suppose so. This is the ring of power is the analogy I always use. The other thing is this. Okay, so term limits was like part one of the argument, 97, Vince Flynn. So there was a moment in time. By the way, our national debt was less than $10 trillion at that point, and they were talking about how in a couple years it might be at $10 trillion. Now we're coming up on 40, so that's pretty amazing.
It's now bigger than the GDP debt service.
Right, and we've quadrupled it in my lifetime. And I'm not that old.
Sounds
so
like
that's
you're
pretty
low T. What are you wearing? Strait of Hormuz closes, but that's the meat cake.
That's the Strait of Epstein in my world over here.
Yeah.
So.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh yeah. What's going on with Epstein cover up?
Well, it's interesting. Did you say that Trump has actually hired Paul Weiss as a firm?
They did a settlement. He's been protecting him. And now he's letting Paul Weiss attack whoever he wants. He's basically in league with him. He's taking their talking points.
Well, so Do you know that Brad Karp was one of the guys who had to step down? He was the chairman of Paul Weiss, and he had to step away because of the exposures in the Epstein. Yeah. it's just fun when all these things end up coming back.
Let's be clear. He was the crisis.
Good.
You okay?
Yeah. I think we just punched the wrong show up real quick. There's another guest. He's coming up. New studio, a few things. It's kind of fun. It's like live TV, which it is. Didn't that Paul Weiss head guy, he was the crisis manager for major universities and groups with Epstein, right?
He was answering all these questions. I was trying to look up on it before we went live. There were emails saying that he was connected. He was, Woody Allen was asking about client matters.
He was a crisis manager for him.
That checks out. He was the chairman of that law firm. So he had to step away from his space in there as like the lead guy.
What a national power.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with the computers. We need to go to rebroadcast for a little while, or what's going on, guys? This is a fun. It's a great new system, but no one's even talking to me. I'm not even sure if we're on air right now.
that sounds about right.
Hey, it's kind of fun. Like, you get other hosts like chopping in. It's a new thing. It's a beautiful world.
Anything could happen, Alex.
New studio. We're figuring out the bug. Sorry. Back to Paul Weiss.
Yeah, I didn't dig deep enough into him. I just remember he was one of the names. So when you said it, I was like, wait, where have I heard Paul Weiss recently? And apparently we're not talking about all the people that have disappeared that were, that were implicated in Epstein files. I mean, for whatever it's worth, the Iran war has been very effective at getting people to talk about that. I mean, I watched Fox News talk about kamikaze dolphins the other day, and those apparently aren't real. But that doesn't stop them from doing whole segments about how exciting it would be that the Iranians are angry dolphin killers.
Only the U.S. has kamikaze mind-laying dolphins.
That's what I hear. that's what our Secretary of War went out and confirmed.
These scumbags have killed dolphins. Meanwhile, we're the world master of it.
We really are. I had friends that were in special operations at the beginning of the global war on terror that told me that they had operations where SEAL dolphins, like guys that the SEAL teams were running dolphins against Marine recon guys, and the dolphins were like breaking ribs of dudes that were on the side of a rubber inflatable boat. There's all kinds of wild stuff that we do. We like all the things that you hear them engaging in. This is like old hat. Refocusing on this problem, right? There was a problem that was given to Donald Trump.
Refocusing on low T.
The problem was real simple. It's like, hey, you got a government that's not serving the people, right? That's what people were trying to get out of. That's what they were trying to outsource. This was the problem with this is the Marie Antoinette, the 1776. The thing, the elites have something, whether they be a Jeffrey Epstein or Epstein class, whatever you want to call them. There are also this government group, the blob, the deep state, call it what you like, that serves not us, not me, not you, not regular people that are listening to this. They serve more government, and they think they know better, and they think that they're not accountable when there's an election. And so theoretically, that was what we thought Donald Trump was coming in to fix. And that his claim was he was going to stop letting government serve government and get it back in the business of serving people. And how would you do that? You do mass deportations. You would try to fix the economic scenario so that people could be, not so tax burdened and so on. We were going to do tariffs instead of the IRS. None of these things ends up happening. That's frustrating. We weren't going to do war. We were going to de-weaponize government, which meant that government wouldn't have predetermined outcomes like you're a bad person because you say things we don't like. So we're going to go find the crime you did. We're going to let Seb Gorka determine that Tucker Carlson is clearly a domestic terrorist. So we'll go after them. By the way, they already did this crap. They did this crap. And the current FBI, the current DOJ.
Hold on,
weaponized
I was about to say,
group.
We don't want to make each other's victims. You've been criminally investigated. It's been classified. Mm-hmm. So have I. I send you the latest. You send me the latest. We've already been targeted by the Democrats. Even when Trump got in, the hangover. Over, and now they're saying, oh, you even said like 6 months ago, I bet they come after us next. And now he's telling us. But that discredits them so badly. What do you think that does to the base when they come after Tucker Carlson and other people? That's, again, another Streisand effect.
There's a few people that immediately are going to be on board with it, right? I said this morning, and I think this is still true. Like, if you meditate on this, think about this. Tom Massey is one Donald Trump True Social post away from running away with victory in his primary. Literally, if Donald Trump had his account hacked and someone said, Q and I decided that we're done with the PSYOP and Tom Massey actually is a patriot and he's always been on the right side. We were just playing with you guys. Go vote for Massey. He's the best. one tweet like that, one post like that, and there are literally millions of people that mindlessly would be like, yeah, that's what's up. Like they would turn on a dime and never even recognize it. But there's a ton of people that are disillusioned and said, didn't you say that these are the priorities and aren't you not living up to them? Didn't you say you were going to de-weaponize government and make the intel communities like come to heel? And instead of seeing that happen, instead of getting the accountability for the folks that they claimed, like, I don't know, didn't Kash Patel write a whole book called Government Gangsters that had a list of the people that were problematic? If you can't get them because they did something illegal, because they didn't do anything illegal, the next step up the rung would be the systems that they are working within are the actual problems.
No, you're right. Stay right there. I got a huge guest coming up, but you got other points to make. But I got a consolation prize to you. I'm sure you've heard that they're, you know, coming out with a whole new movie about the Odyssey, and then a woman is going to play Achilles, a woman that weighs like 89 pounds and is anorexic. Okay, a woman that says she's a man, and then you have Achilles' wife is a black lady, which I think is great. But last minute, overhead shot, please. They have replaced. What happens when you replace Elliot Page? Replaces Brad Pitt as Achilles. Don't worry. They've replaced Elliot Page with high testosterone war master Sebastian Gorka. Here is Sebastian Gorka, Achilles. This is it. Here's what happens when you replace Achilles with Sebastian Gorka. Here it is. Now we can joke around about that, but back to Hollywood's insanity while we talk about Trump going sideways. How would they, the woman literally weighs 89 pounds and is anorexic. They're putting an 89-pound woman in his Achilles when, you know, it should be Schwarzenegger in his prime. What do you make of this insanity call, Servant, in closing?
Well, this is the whole point that you opened up with, right? You played a couple of...
By the way,
of,
this is not a joke. Look at this on screen.
This is not a joke.
This is who they're replacing it with.
Yeah, I can't remember what Paige's name was previously, but yeah, okay. So, look, this is exactly the point that I made in the opening clip that you so graciously shared. Just because we're right about this doesn't mean that we're excited about this, right? Because the alternative is that's subjectively crazy.
It's Brad Pitt was a muscle-bound freak. It's a war on masculinity, which is a war on the family. It's a war on the nuclear family.
If you go, you're not in favor of what Donald Trump is doing, therefore you're a Democrat, you're low T, you're low IQ. It's like, no. I'm in favor of what Donald Trump promised because those were objectively good ideas. The things that are currently happening are not those things. If he went back to doing the things that he said he would do, I'm on board for it. Because the alternative is not an option for me. But you're basically telling me, like, your vote doesn't matter, which is why I keep telling people, I don't think we're voting our way out of it. And I think that people are starting to recognize this, too, whether it be data centers, whether it be an affordability, whether you elect a president who says, I am peace, and the first thing he does after the first year is go and start a war. It tells me that we're not going to be able to do this in an easy way. You're convincing me that my vote doesn't matter. That's what they've done. And that is the worst thing you can do to a bunch of people that
you got to come back sooner, but. Are you threatened by the toxic masculinity of Elliot Page? I mean, you don't think that's like the...
Truly and deeply and madly.
That is not the top of... I mean, look at that masculine toxicity.
Top of the food chain.
That is top of the food chain. That's the medallion mount shark. Kyle Sarabin, thank you so much.
Draft politicians for World War III, like Lindsey Graham and Ben Shapiro. Let's send them to the front lines. You can get this shirt and other incredible designs at thealexjonesstore.com, which also funds the new network, the Alex Jones Network, where you'll find my live feeds, the other great shows, special reports, investigative reports, and more at the new coordinates of liberty, alexjoneslive.com. And share that URL as well. You are the modern Paul Revere's. And then, of course, download on Android and Apple the free apps so you can watch the show and more and share it at alexjonesapp.com. Now, I'll see you on the front lines of the InfoWar.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching AlexJonesLive.com. It was declassified in 2025. The CIA and the FBI, under Obama's command, launched the attacks to shut down the original InfoWars. But InfoWars belongs to the people, and it's stronger than it's ever been.
They can't take that away. You are the real power of this operation. So take the link, alexjoneslive.com, and the link, alexjonesapp.com, for the free Droid and Apple download, and share it on your email list, your text messages, with everybody you know and complete strangers. You have all the power. When you call and tell me how great I am, I say, stop. I'm just like you. I want freedom. I need you to get excited about the power you have. And that's what it's all about. They think you're about to shut us down. That is a total lie, ladies and gentlemen. Humanity is unstoppable when we take action. And the coordinates of liberty are alexjoneslive.com and alexjonesapp.com. Take action now. Share those URLs to everyone you know now and break the back of the globalists. You're unstoppable, Paul Revere. Take action now.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Peter Tixie connected like 10 minutes ago. He's an awesome guy because they actually punched him up live on air for a second. So I'm glad he's here early. But I don't want some people not to hear him. We have over 400 radio stations, a bunch of cable and TV stations that carry the show. We love you. So I want to come to him at 6 after. He's a great guy. You know, friends with Trump since military academy. Great lawyer, advisor. He's been telling Trump to declare an emergency on the election fraud. I totally agree. And but you've got all this hysteria that Trump is planning martial law and all this stuff. And let's just be clear. When I'm critical of Trump, because he was lied to on intelligence that Iran's not going to fall as fast as they said and the rest of it, let's be a trillion percent clear. I'm not for the Democrats, and I want to get Trump back on track. And I'm not a cult leader either. We have to totally agree with me or I don't like you. Peter Tichtin loves Trump, thinks he's doing a great job across the board. I want to hear that perspective. And I was thinking that last night and today where I saw this talking point that Trump's getting ready for all this martial law, which the Democrats that want to push him into that, that I want to get ahead of this and talk to somebody that actually advises him on this to get the facts here. Okay. But we do have the midterms in 6 months. It's a big deal. You did a great thing with redistricting. I don't think they've been hardcore enough, but big victories everywhere. Congratulations to the president on the Supreme Court, you know, ruling in his favor and all the rest of it. That might mitigate the unpopular war and get us to keep the House and Senate. But if we don't, he'll be a lame duck. And we are going to have hell to deal with the Democrats. So my bitching at Trump, which is my opinion to get him back on track in areas, is not for the Democrats. I'm not getting paychecks in the mail from them. They're like sharpening their knives for me. We need Trump to start pushing who comes next. Yeah, because we need to save this country. So I'm going to go to this quick report on what I was talking about with the new Odyssey, Politically Correct, coming out, and we'll go back to Peter Tichtin. Stay with us.
Famous Hollywood director Christopher Nolan, this guy right here, is making a movie based on the book, the poem, The Odyssey. And I'm not kidding when I say any of this. But the role of Achilles will reportedly be played by Elliot Page. Looks like a guy, formerly Ellen Page, meaning the most famous warrior in history, not just Greek history, all of history, Achilles, is about to be played by a transgender woman in a brand new movie. You might remember Ellen Page from the hit movie Juno 20 years ago, where she was definitely a woman.
Are you honestly and truly going to prom with Katrina DeVore?
Hi.
Leah just said that you were going to go with her.
Yeah, I did ask her if she wanted to go. A bunch of us from the team are going to go to Benihana and then go to the prom and then go to VJ's parents' cabin. So we're getting a stretch limo.
Your mom must be pretty stoked that you're not taking me.
Yeah, so that is Ellen before she became Elliot. And Elliot will now be playing the role of Achilles in this new movie. Achilles, who is described throughout history as being a superhuman warrior, deadly on the battlefield, he even defeated Hector of Troy. You might even remember Brad Pitt played Achilles in a movie 20 years ago, meaning we've gone from Brad Pitt to a girl who dresses as a guy who's 5'1", 118 pounds. That's the person that's going to be playing the greatest warrior in history, because to the left, that is normal. That's okay. And to top it all off, playing Helen of Troy, the woman who started the Trojan War, the likeness on the right, probably not great. She was beautiful. The woman whose face launched 1,000 ships, whose beauty was unparalleled, a woman who was definitely white, is going to be played by Lupita Nyong'o. You might be looking at this photograph saying, I think Lupita Nyong'o is black, and you're correct. We haven't adjusted anything. And I've got nothing against Lupita, but I do have a problem with the complete rewriting of history. Helen of Troy was not black. That's not me being mean, that's me telling the truth. The real, actual truth, which we tend to do a lot of here. And Achilles was not a 5'1" woman. But to the left, this is all normal. But don't you dare cast Brad Pitt as Martin Luther King Jr. in a movie. That would never happen because Martin Luther King Jr. was definitely black, and Brad Pitt, I think, is white. And I don't think Christopher Nolan is going to cast Big Elliot Page, the transgender man, to play the role of George Floyd when they come out with that movie, and they will.
Thanks for having me. Before I start, wanted to pitch a couple of the products there for the listeners. The bovine colostrum has been fantastic. My mom had tremendous results, similar to the results your mom had with her hair and skin. Methylene blue, the mental clarity, the focus has been amazing. I just found that I just needed to up the dose a little bit from the recommendation, and then that really hit. So definitely helps to support the broadcast. Alex, the reason you're so successful and the reason so many people chime in is because you have the best guests. That does include Victor Boot, but I will reference the legendary Gerald Celente. What does he say time after time? When there's nothing left, they take us to war.
The bovine clause is incredible. The methylene blue, you fund us. You're our funders, not the Israelis or the Muslims or the Russians or the U.S. government. You fund us at the AlexJonesStore.com. And the new news site for all the feeds and articles is AlexJonesLive.com. And on Rumble, Rumble.com/ The Alex Jones Show Live. We'll be right back.
Fortune tanto popolerà, si la tipo socialis, forzu amici popolerà, su tra di prebellis.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we've got longtime Trump confidant, Ellie, bunked with him in military academy. Peter Tichtin, he's also a top lawyer and a big advisor to President Trump, and he's on record been advising him about different emergencies he could declare dealing with all the election fraud, the mail-in ballots, and what we know is going on. I looked at that and talked to other constitutional lawyers. They thought what Peter and others were saying was totally constitutional. So Trump's looking at that right now, and they're trying to call it martial law and all the rest of it. Now we're also hearing out of the White House, though, they're looking at a financial emergency of some type, using previous executive orders to be reissued, that the Supreme Court has upheld. And you've got the Young Turks and others saying, you know, basically Trump is trying to set up martial law. I wouldn't give that any credibility, except that you get his new terrorism czar saying Tucker Carlson and, you know, people, you know, just, you might be basically domestic terrorists. We're going to watch what you say. Come on. So I wanted to get Peter Tichtin on instead of just going with rumors and talk, to see what he's hearing, what he's advising, what he believes coming, and what we're facing in 6 months with the midterms. With the Democrats continually being caught in fraud every time there's a special election. Trump's been totally vindicated on all that. And what happened in 2020 definitely was stolen. So, Peter Tichtin, thank you so much for joining us. You founded the Peter Tichtin Law Group. I'm not going to go over it all. LegalBrains.com. And people can find you just by searching Peter Tichtin. You're all over the place. So thank you for coming on short notice. Because I was trying to study this last few days. I said, why don't I get Peter Tichtin on instead of just speculating? Thank you for being here.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Always a pleasure. I'm glad of some of the things you've been saying lately, because I really, you belong together with Donald Trump. You don't belong at odds with the man at all. I mean, your way of looking at the world is just so realistic. You know, we are in a war, and I know there's so many people that don't look at it that way. They see us as, they look at the individual issues and they don't realize that everything is connected. You know, so I just really.
Well, let's be clear. Well, thank you. My criticism of Trump has been that he's been given. Look, I would love it if the Moodles fell. I get your point. A few months ago. My point is that here we are with the straight. Here we are with the neocons throwing him overboard. Here they are with the setup. And that was my concern, is that the outcome he wanted wasn't achievable. I get it's a roll of the dice. And then, yeah, his surrogates and some people tell him I'm attacking him to where that he actually believes that when it was done from a different perspective.
Right, right. And I get it. Okay. And I get you. I really do. I do appreciate you a lot. And I know the way you're looking at it. It's like, for instance, I look at myself. Let's just say, and I'm not displeased with the fact that he went into Iran. I happen to be one of these people that believe that, you know, if you're a state trooper and you've got your gun drawn and you've got a bead on somebody that's a perpetrator and that guy has a gun on his hip, you know, when do you shoot him dead? You know, when he's standing there.
And I respect people that are honest about their position. And I actually respect that and wish them little as we're gone. Exactly. What I don't like is being called an Iranian or Qatarian agent, you know, by people like Sebastian Gorka with no evidence, because that's not true.
No, of course it's not true. You know, that's ridiculous. So, you know, the thing is, what I really appreciate about what you said is that you're not on the side of China or whatever you want to call it, the cabal. I mean,
you're right. When you talk about Iran, we're talking about China. And I get the larger 30,000 foot view of take out Venezuela, take out Cuba, you take out China, you take out Iran. And it's working in Venezuela and Cuba. Cuba's about to fall. In fact, I had the crew getting that ready. When you came on with Cuba's on the verge of collapse. Trump's plan is great there. I backed all that. I was just saying Iran, because the Pentagon told him, was not going to be successful probably. But anyways, I'm ranting, sir. You've got the floor.
Okay. I will say that those are almost the easy ones to follow. You know, hit Venezuela, hit Iran, and then you've basically got China in control because they need the energy, and at the same time, you've got Cuba. But we still don't have Brazil. There's still other things that there are other major emergencies in our own hemisphere. You know, when you look at Donald Trump, I mean, when I was saying everything is connected, you have to look at the weaponization that's been occurring in the United States, coupled with the election fraud, which is everything. You know, I don't know whether I reviewed with you. I think I may have, but you know, the nightmare scenario that I've been projecting.
You have, but why don't you recap it or it kind of bleeds together? Actually, you have it on my show. I've seen you say it because I follow your work. Because again, we all agree who care about the country in the future. China's the enemy and the puppet master of the election fraud, all of it, with leftists they work with here, like John Brennan. So I get that Trump's overall mission of what he's doing. I was just concerned about the Iran thing being more than he could chew, but I've already said that. So yeah, walk through, cause Trump has dispatched you. You're in the middle of it all. You got the best track record, literally, of predicting and exposing and what's happening. So what we know about election fraud, 2020, the midterm since then, 2024, and then the nightmare scenario where we are right now, cause we're so focused on side issues or people telling Trump these people are against him, so he attacks them. And then the Democrats sit back and laugh. We need to pull back and remember what we're dealing with here.
Okay. Well, he didn't exactly dispatch me. He did have me for 9 months. I was marshaling the evidence regarding January 6th. So I believe me, that's an area that I know.
I saw it in the news that Trump enlisted you to help quarterback the stuff since 2020.
Well, I'm definitely involved in it because I'm involved in all the election cases. You know, I represent Tina Peters. I represent Stephanie Lambert. You know, she's also been charged the way Tina Peters was. There's Joseph Altman, who the judges there. You know, the way they do things, they try to get us disbarred if they can, or they try to keep us off the cases if they can. I only have these problems in the political cases. I don't have them in any of the other cases in my office. And so it's really,
well, let's just say it. I mean, I'm just kissing your ass. You've been a hero to be at the tip of the spear of this, because most lawyers I know are great people. You get involved in this election fraud for even a year, they get attacked so much, they punch out.
Well, that's what's going on. I mean, you know, so it's part of the battle. You know, I don't have to fight for your client. You got to fight for yourself. And that's fine. I don't have a problem with that because I know what I'm fighting, and what I'm fighting is humongous. You know, these people, you know, I mean, really, if you were to think, okay, what do we do? We're China, or we're the World Economic Forum, or we're a combination of both. And what we want to do is we want to be able to have one world order. And the only way we're going to do that is take this 4% of the population of the earth, the United States, and we got to break them. We got to take them over. Well, let's attack them. Well, we can't attack them. They've got a military that will beat our military. So how do we beat these people? What do we do? And so somebody came along with the idea of election fraud. And, you know, that actually started with Hugo Chavez. The first election that was actually stolen was where he was recalled in, or they had an election for recall rather in 2004 in Venezuela. And that's where the machines were first used. And they had the Sequoia machines, followed by the Smartmatic machines, ultimately followed by the Dominion machines, and now the Liberty machines. They're all the same. They have the same kind of code, same code, maybe in a different language, but it's the same stuff. All programmed by the Serbians, and Serbia being a satellite of China, we know exactly where this is all coming from and what it's all about. But Venezuela was the first model of it. And then 2006, it was Obama using it in the primaries. That's how he beat Clinton. But that's a whole other story. The point is, where are we now? The machines are so, you know, for a while, they were dependent on, for a long while, they were dependent on what they put into the voter rolls. The voter rolls had all these fake names, these, what we call, modified duplicates, because it would be the same name, like in your area where you vote, there could be five, there could be two, there could be three, Alex Jones's, and with your same driver's license, some for your same social security number.
Well, I saw some reports out of Michigan where you'd have one name used thousands of times, or voter ID.
It could be, but now they're more sophisticated. They don't even need that. And now they got the machines are to such a level where they have them, they can have them, and they do have them, I understand from my experts, they have them automatically programmed. So after they do the dirty deeds, they get rid of all the programming that had them do the dirty deeds, so you don't even know that the dirty deeds were done. They've gone to a whole new generation. And we've got the machines that are able to determine the results of the election. So you don't need to take over a country militarily if you can just get into its election system and take over the country through its elections. And my understanding is Venezuela has 72 countries to whom they were exporting election results, basically.
So this is the ultimate stealth tool. The ultimate stealth tool. So that's pretty well known. You've been the tip of the spear exposing that. Now, what's the nightmare scenario? What do we expect in the midterms? Trump's okay, so far successful in Venezuela. Cuba looks like it's about to fall. China's in crisis.
Okay, so where are we in terms of the midterm? Believe me, they want their people back. They want the Biden kind of people back. They want to have people in there that will do what's in their best interest against the interests of the United States. And so how do they do that? Well, in the coming election, we've got 22 Republican senators that are up for re-election, which is that's a much higher amount than normal. You know, you got to figure we've got, 52 senators, 53. So, you know, divide that by three, and that's what you would ordinarily have. But now we've got 22 of them in one shot. If they flip the election on 18 of them and don't lose any Democrat seats, they'll have 67. And they don't even need that number because there are enough rhinos in there that will also do the dirty deed. So most people are thinking, oh, they'll impeach and they'll impeach and they'll impeach in the House. But it's not the impeachment. It's the removal that counts. So, you know, when they impeach in the House, they're not going to just impeach Donald Trump, but they're going to impeach with him, J.D. Vance, accusing them both of war crimes or accusing them both of murdering Renee Good up in Minnesota. Whatever it is, it doesn't matter if there's any truth to it. Nothing matters. It just matters whether they have the number of votes.
And that's key. They've said they're going to have a whole bunch of impeachments to try to knock out his cabinet.
Yeah, but they've also said, and they've said it with a kind of confidence that could make you a little bit nervous, wondering where they're getting their confidence. But they've also indicated that we don't have to worry about Trump because he's not going to be around after the midterms. I mean, we've been hearing that for over a year now. And this is coming from the left. So where are they getting this? So where they're getting it is basically that they're going to manipulate the election. Look, we all knew that they cheated in the election in 2020. Anybody with enough brain cells to form a synapse, you know, which is two, okay, knew that they cheated in 2020. You could see it. I mean, you know, we never had a state before that ever stopped the count. And then all of a sudden, four states at the same time stop the count.
At the same time?
And we're supposed to believe, oh, well, this is just a, this is normal. And then it all went from Donald Trump the night before, all with a straight up graph for Biden. And we were supposed to say, oh, golly gee, that's normal. We can accept that. No, we're not that stupid.
And Peter, you were the tip of that. Everybody I talked to, the other lawyers say you've been the tip of the spear. We know that. So we know that now. I'm asking now, what do we do 6 months out? And then I'm sure you're aware of this, but go ahead.
Let's look at the real problem. On January 5th, 62 days after the election, on January 5th, I mean, that's a very short window to be able to do anything. So if they rip us off and they fix the election so that they've got the senators on January 5th in the House and both parts of the Congress, they basically will elect their new speaker. On the House side, we know it's going to be Hakeem Jeffries. And Hakeem Jeffries, what's the first thing he's going to do? The impeachment. So they could do it in a day. They don't need a trial because they've got the number of votes that they need. They will impeach not just Donald Trump, but Donald Trump together with J.D. Vance. If they do that and then they're both referred to the Senate and the Senate removes both of them, then Hakeem Jeffries becomes the president of the United States and we will have lost not just the presidency, not just the House, but the Senate, the trifecta. And we will never again see freedom in the United States again. If you want to know what the United States is going to look like a year from now, if that happens, look at what's going on in the United Kingdom where there's no freedom anymore. There's no freedom of speech anyway. And people aren't even allowed into the UK anymore if they're on the right and they're going to in any way be doing any public speaking or whatever.
If you mildly criticize Islam, you're banned. So and they've said they want this. And not just impeach Trump and you put their people in. They also immediately are going to stack the Supreme Court. They're going to pack that. I mean,
They don't have to. Jeffries has already made it clear. They're an illegitimate institution. He doesn't have to listen to them. He'll say, look, they should stay in place and be able to settle disputes between the states. We don't care. They can settle all kinds of civil matters. But for now on, they're not going to tell the president of the United States what to do. There's a separation of powers, and we're not going to listen and be dictated.
Which, by the way, Trump could have always done constitutionally like Thomas Jefferson, but he hasn't. Why doesn't Trump know his powers?
Because right now, the things where he's given in, he could afford to give in. It's not as though we lost the country because of these decisions. But let me tell you, either we're going to have hand counting, or, you know, he mentioned the other day, you know, he was asked if the National Guard was going to be assisting in the election. And he didn't rule it out because, you know, they're going to need a lot of help if they're going to do hand counting. They don't even need to do hand counting. All you need to do is get two cameras, one from the top and one from the bottom of each ballot that goes into the tabulators. Let the public then have the streaming where they can turn it on and off and do their own counting. And we'll be able to count the votes. They're not going to be able to get away with cheating. So it either has to be hand counting or it has to be camera observation, camera and recording observation of the actual ballots. And that way they're not going to be able to cheat and then let the results be
sure,
where
Peter,
they
but
may.
You're like, I want to give you time on this. And I appreciate you coming on graciously, but you're like a bird dog. We're going to break here in a few minutes, 7 minutes. But the reason I want to get you on, great with an update, the history. My listeners get it. They know it. I think you've won the battle of vindication that they stole 2020 and mitigated our victories and the other things. The big issue is, I'm sure you know, it's all over the news, but they don't give specifics that Trump's planning a national emergency for elections, which you've talked about, which is constitutional.
He needs to. That's the only way he can fix this. They're taking over our country. This is an invasion. If they were coming here with guns and rifles and bullets, then of course nobody would question whether or not we're fighting back. But they're coming in surreptitiously. They're sneaking in, and they're taking over our election to be able to take over our country. We've got to be able to do what we need.
But start over and give your pitch. I totally agree with you. You're going to have the floor. I'm going to shut up, but that's what I want to get you to. They're acting like it's some secret, and Trump's creeping around with this election emergency when you've been advising him and others. So they act like we're doing something surreptitious. Explain what this emergency would be, what you've been advising, and what he needs to do with open foreign Chinese control. The machines are still there. The mail-in ballots, the dead people voting. Obviously, thank God they've done some of the redistricting. So start over because they're acting like this is some secret thing. We need to get it out front and say, no, this isn't hidden. What is the emergency Trump needs to declare?
I've been saying it all along, just like you said. There is an emergency. Okay, he's not going to make up an emergency. There really is an emergency. I know I'm working the cases that have these machines in them, and I know the capability of these machines. They're able to surreptitiously change the results of the election however the operators of these machines want them to be changed. So how do you deal with it? What can you do? The president of the United States can't do anything just in his ordinary powers. Okay, the Constitution provides that the legislatures of each state are the ones that decide how the states will conduct the elections. And yes, Congress can do something, but that's never going to happen, and there's no time to have it happen. We have an election emergency in the United States. I'm not asking the president to make up an emergency. I'm only asking the president to declare the emergency that we have. And it's important for us to let people see and know what that is in terms of the machines and how they can do this. They shouldn't be taking my word for it any more than they should take the word of somebody at CNN that's going to say, oh, no, he's full of it. You know, let's show the evidence. We have it. Let's show them how they stole the election in 2020. Let's show them that the equipment is much more sophisticated now, and they're going to put it in play, or there's a way they can, or even if we don't even show that, we know half the American public believes itself is an emergency.
So to demystify it, it's openly being talked about. You've been advising. What are you recommending the emergency be so we demystify it and get it out there as a solution to the ongoing existential crisis?
It's the only solution. Otherwise, we could be taken over by foreign powers. And you know what? I got to tell you, people think, oh, well, be taken over by foreign powers. What is that? You know, they think they're still going to be able to go to work the next day. They think they're still going to have their lives. If we turn communist or we come under their control, where they undermine this small 4% of the population of the earth. That's all we are. If they do that.
Well, let's talk about it. They're going to do a new virus. They're already trying that. Trump blocked it with Hunter. They're going to create race riots. They're going to do cyber attacks and claim somebody else did it. Communists will destroy infrastructure to get control. It is their first move to bring the public to their knees. We are 2 minutes from midnight.
You're right. And the point is, people don't get it. They don't understand. You know, when you're a child and you think about death and you realize my parents are going to die someday and you start realizing that, you know, you might have a moment or two of a little bit of bad feeling. But when they really die or somebody close to you dies, that's when you learn what misery is. And we can talk about it all day and imagine we could become communists. But when it really happens, we're going to be in a state of misery. People don't have any clue of what the heck they're talking about and how this is.
You're talking about when the bullet hits the bone.
Yeah, I'm talking about reality. You can't get rid of freedom. You can't get rid of our system and think that you still have freedom and we still have our system. It's a craziness that people accept in order to embrace this great idea of everybody being so equal that nobody owns anything and everybody will be happy, but nobody will be happy. It is not possible. That talk to anybody who lived in a communist country and ask them what their state of happiness was. They will explain it to you. It's misery.
Zero.
Okay? We can't. You know, I never thought in my life that I would think somebody like Joe McCarthy might have been right. Okay. But you know what? At this point, I'm believing it because we have so many people that need to be taken care of now by the Department of Justice. You know, Todd Blanche, you know, bless his heart. I hope he does well because I want the United States to do well. I want his job. So I'm not, you know, I want to be the next attorney general. Whether I am or I'm not isn't what's important. What's important is that the things that need to be done get done.
Well, let's come back and talk about Todd Blanche because you're absolutely right. I've been interrupting a lot because I wanted to get you on the topics. Everything you're saying is totally true. I just don't think the average American understand how existential the threat is. And that was my point about Iran, is that the Pentagon says it wasn't going to go the way Trump wanted. I was all for regime change, but if it's not going to work, then we need to focus on what's happening here. And I think I've been proven right. I'm not mad at folks that want to go after Iran. I get it overall. But then I don't like the political response of attacking Trump supporters that were against it. But just moving on from that, we got to remember about the Democrats, what they're going to pull. Like, Keir Starmer has a 10% approval rating. He won't leave. He's wrecking the country, flooding with Muslims on purpose. They literally want to bring down the West to conquer it. We'll come right back with Peter Tichtenberg, talking about solutions straight ahead. Stay with us.
when Barack Obama's birth certificate came out, and I went to the government website, I downloaded the birth certificate, I put it into Adobe Photoshop, I separated the layers, and I thought, this is crazy. They released a fake birth certificate. I didn't need somebody to tell me that. I didn't need, you know, I didn't read somebody say that and just believe it on trust of them. I did it myself. I saw it with my own eyes. I did it with my own hands. And then I tell my friend, he's like, you know, that's racist, right? I'm like, what? No, I just did it. And they're like, you know, it's like a racist conspiracy theory, right? You're like, what? What is going on? So if you've experienced that, the reason is some people do not have the chemical balance to handle things like that. You need a lot of testosterone to handle things like that. You need to have your mind not warped and distorted by the dopamine feedback loop that social media is designed to create in your brain to enforce you into the pre-established, preordained, approved of mindset. So if you're here, you probably already are winning the chemical war over your own body. But that's why we sell the supplements that we do. Pretty much everybody takes up. Who doesn't take vitamins? Who doesn't supplement in some way or another? Who doesn't add a protein scoop when they get a smoothie at the store or take vitamin D or vitamin C or fish oil, you know, before bed or, you know, when you wake up? Isn't a crazy thing. This isn't an out there woo woo type of thing. Everybody takes supplements. Everybody I know takes supplements. And if you're not, you should be. And so all we do is get the best supplements on the market, white label them, and so you get them from us, you're probably getting a better price than at the store, and you're absolutely getting the best possible quality of all of these products. If you're here for the first time and don't know why you would support us, because you get the information for free, because the streams are free, because there's no obligation for you to support us, that's all part of the strategy. The fact is, we're able to keep this free because you go to thealexjonesstore.com. Put this information into action. You have to understand the attack on humanity itself and then fight back against it in two different ways. One, by advocating and trying to seize power politically to change things from the top down. But while that's going on, you've got to be protecting yourself against this stuff. And we have a lot of supplements and vitamins and minerals and merchandise for you to do exactly that. Things like Atomic Defense, Methylene Blue, Methylene Red. These things are extremely powerful and combat exactly the type of poisons that we talk about on a continual basis. So I'm not a medical doctor. I'm not making claims here. I'm not saying it's going to, you know, cure any diseases or anything. But I'm saying that in the modern world, it's microplastics and, you know, atrazine and herbicides and growth hormones and fluoride that they put in the water on purpose because they want you dumb. You have to combat these things. You have to be protecting yourself and building up your internal shield so you can even handle the information that we're bringing to you. And that really is a thing. Testosterone, the higher your testosterone is, the more likely you are to go against the grain, to reject the herd mentality of the crowd and instead pursue justice or pursue the truth, regardless of who says anything about it. And there's a chemical balance that has to be achieved there. But that's why there's such an attempt to lower your IQ, lower your testosterone, lower your masculinity, lower your self-sufficiency, lower your self-confidence. Because they want you a tired, weak, overwhelmed, overworked slave. That's what the people in power have designed this world to do to you. And you don't have to take it. You can fight back. You can protect yourself. You can reverse the effects of the damage that's done to your body as it is to all of our bodies by going to the Alex Jones store and getting a product.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
All right, I want listeners to listen to me very, very carefully. Now, I was interviewing Tickton a lot because everything he's saying is so important and it gets me hyped up. I'm like a, you know, hunting dog that, you know, sees a bunch of birds flying or something. I want to point at him. I've studied history. I'm really into it. I don't just do it because it's my job. I've always loved it since I was a little kid. My mom just got a history degree and read me all this history when I was a little kid. And we watched PBS and go to museums and stuff. And I just got into it. And those who don't know history, I didn't repeat it. Where we are as the Western culture and all of our freedoms, what we've had, we've not been perfect, but compared to the rest of the world, is so close to destruction. I mean, we are on the edge here, and Trump has been so good in so many ways. That's why I got really mad at him when he went off the rails in ways. Not even about what he did with the war, but his response to his constituents that had a problem. They said, I hear your issue. That's okay, but I'm doing this. You know, instead, he reflexively, you know, went after us harder than Democrats. But I forgive him for that. At the end of the day, things are so serious. I just want to get the public awake to how dangerous the situation is and about the powerful forces that want to swoop in here and the controls they want to finally break our back. We were at the end of the road. And, you know, the country already has a debt, with a debt service that is as big as the GDP every year. Trump's recovery plan, I talked to all these economists, perfect, beautiful, needed to succeed. You know, now Strait of Hormuz puts that into jeopardy. But moving on from that, the elections are even bigger than the economy at the end of the day, because if you don't have those, you have nothing. And we don't need to resell the fact that it's total fraud. The Democrats have been caught seven ways to Sunday. They know that. So, Peter Dickin, I'm going to shut up now, give you the floor for the rest of the hour to go wherever you want. I'm just going to sit here. But just to go back to a point here. I know that they said that Todd Blanche was the interim AG, and I'd heard a lot of names floating around out there. And I heard your name, too, but I forgot to bring that up. You were saying you'd like to be the attorney general. Have you heard that's being bandied about or being discussed?
I heard that it is. I heard that what they don't – that the one thing against me is that because I'm 80 years old, I'm – they don't think I have the energy, but I work long, hard hours now, 7 days a week as a trial lawyer. I'm on my feet throughout the trials and, on top of my game. I've got the, mental and physical agility and stamina to be able to put in the long hours and the long days. Look, I can tell that Todd Blanche isn't doing the job that needs to be done. And the way I can tell is because he's not living on a military base. If he's really doing what needs to be done, his life is going to be in jeopardy. And I don't think he's going that far.
I agree. He's not on a military base like Stephen Miller. I totally agree. Exactly. He's not under attack by the establishment because back to you. Incredible energy, huge law record. People either know, 80's the new 30 if the guy's got the stamina.
Hey, I'm winning. I'm winning my cases. You know, I'm really doing well.
Sure, you've hit your stride, but Trump is 80. So I think that argument against you being 80 is not going to work. Plus, you're a confidant of his. This is great because what Trump needs is somebody that's fearless and ready to take action. So if you were the attorney general, what would you do? And then let's get back into the main thing.
Well, the first thing I'd do is, okay, the very first thing I would do, that this isn't the big weaponization stuff or whatever, but it sets the groundwork. Let me tell you, the way I'm seeing it, doing the weaponization thing, I'm doing pardons. So I'm hearing from people all around the United States as to what's really going on in the DOJ. And let me just put it this way. Okay. I looked it up, like in 1998, 32% of all our crimes were drugs. A big part of that, the biggest part of it, most of it was marijuana. And it didn't matter. It was growing it, transporting it, trafficking in it, possessing it, whatever, it was drugs, and it was mainly marijuana. They decriminalized marijuana. Now, I'm not against the decriminalization of it. Don't get me wrong. That's not my point. My point is that when they did that, we end up now at about 25% less crime than we had. And yet we have the same number of police officers. We have the same number of prosecutors. We never reduce the sizes of our forces, but we don't have the same number of crimes because 25% of it's gone. So what do we have? We've got bank robberies. Okay. There's no more bank robberies and there's not enough bank robberies to go around. So what do we really have? What in terms of the federal crimes that we've got? We've got too many police. And yes, there are some really bad characters. There are bad people that are being arrested and prosecuted. Yes, hallelujah, that's being done. But there's a lot of people that are innocent being picked up and people that are guilty of minor transgressions that are charged with major crimes so that some prosecutor or some police, whether the FBI or other agencies, could basically show a rationalization for their existence. You know, if you were to, you know, right now at the stop sign at the end of your street, you probably come to a rolling stop every day and then go on. You have 25% more traffic cops in your neighborhood. Guess what? You're going to get tickets for that. And so, you know, it, the amount of enforcement is being overdone. So the first thing I would do is, and I've got ways of doing it and doing it really fast, we were able to figure out how to get these cases identified and get them dismissed, get them out of the way. That would give me the manpower that I need to go after the real crimes. You know, like, for instance, we charge Comey for these seashells that are on the shore, you know, that spell out, you know, what is it?
8647.
8647. So you drive 8 miles out of town and you bury them 6 feet deep. That's what that means. Okay. And 47 is Donald Trump. As though he couldn't figure that out. You know, give me a break.
It's an open dog whistle to kill Trump.
And yes, that's what it was. And we know it because he published it. Because why would you publish somebody's street address? Oh, this looks interesting. It's somebody's street address. Why would you put that out there? So we know he's full of it, and we know he's
guilty of that. It's an insult to our intelligence. He didn't know what it meant.
I get that. But why aren't we charging him for the insurrection that he's guilty of? Why
I'm no lawyer like you, but I said when it happened, I said this is going to fail because there's no proof of what his intent was when we have all this other stuff he did.
That's what I'm getting at. So he gives him this weak charge. I think that if this was probably there, and it might have been Bondi's decision not to charge the guy, but that could have been a right decision. I don't know. But now that he's done it, I hope he wins it. Like, please.
Well, I would say if you're the attorney general, the number one thing is the deep state coup against the country is to remove and prosecute the criminals in the deep state because nothing else matters and to stop election fraud and to kick the Chinese out of our voting machine. So give us your top 10 things or 5 things as attorney, because I'll get behind this 100%. My God, Trump knows you. He knows you're loyal. He knows you're a great guy. You got great energy. Boom. You got my vote for attorney general.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I've laid it out, a whole plan.
Tell us where we find that. I'm going to play it tomorrow here. Tell us.
You know what? I'm not sure where it is.
You just flood my producers with it, and they're going to attack you for this, which is good. They attack Trump for coming on the show. It's a good thing. We're all for this, Peter. So continue.
Okay. Tina Peters needs to come out of prison. Okay. This woman's getting weaker all the time. This is terrible. I can't stand the fact that she's still in there. We have a president whose resolve is to get her out, and we've got now an attorney general whose resolve is to let it stay the way it is. He's not messing with it. Well, please, look, this is the way I believe the situation is, and I have good reason to understand it.
Blanche isn't stupid. He knows if we had real indictments, we'd win the midterms. That's what people want.
And he wants to see that, and he's giving Todd Lanch an opportunity to get those done. And there are some that are going to come down in terms of the election fraud and so on. Not that they're from. These things have been in the works for a while, and they're coming. And it's not because of Lanch. It's in spite of Lanch. But we're getting them, okay?
Sure, so he'll just halfway get out of the way and then play the hero.
Right. Another thing I would never do, I would never take somebody like Jeanine Pirro. She's a wonderful person. I trust her. Somebody like Cash Patel, you're not going to take them and use them as stooges to stand behind me while I show the American people how mean I could be with an ugly beef face. The way he's presenting things is absurd. His presentations they're underwhelming, and they're foolish. Let's see him do some things that, in fact, the people can get behind him on. Free Tina Peters. Now, how do you free Tina Peters? First of all, you're talking about the people in the deep state, but they're also in the states. They're not just in the federal government. Jenna Griswold is a perfect example. She's admitted that she's gone to 62 counties and erased or had her people intentionally install what she called the trusted bill that she knew would not only erase but rewrite on top of the hard drives of the Dominion machines to completely destroy all of the data that was in the 2020 election. And
for folks that don't know, you have the head Democrat in Colorado erasing things, releasing all the codes, and then putting Peters in jail for what she did.
Well, no, Peters is in jail because, no, she's a scapegoat for it, but not because of what she did. People think that, but really it was for not identifying.
No, but I meant what the lady prosecutor did, or the lady over elections.
Yeah. She was the Secretary of State. She had her rules that nobody could be in there, but it had nothing to do with elections. It had to do with COVID. And, you know, it was another false law that wasn't really a law. But the fact of the matter is she violated federal law when she went from county to county, 62 counties, and wiped out all the data. You have to keep it for 22 months or you're guilty of a federal crime that could put you in prison for up to a year for each one of these counties.
So what is that? Obstruction? Destruction of records? What is it?
It's a destruction of data from the election, and there's a special statute for it that basically you have to keep it there for 22 months. She deleted it. She destroyed it. Not only wiped the disk clean, but you can still get it after you wipe it, but she installed new data on top of it so it could never be seen
again.
So
she ran around like a chicken with her head cut off. We know this is all on record. Erasing it and overriding it, which is key. So I go back to this then.
And what? Tina Peters is a material witness to that prosecution. Jenna Griswold needs to be charged, and Tina Peters needs to be made a material federal witness, put in the witness protection program, and taken out of that prison. That's what needs to be done.
So the time we have left, they're talking about Trump declaring an emergency. What would the emergency be with the election? How would it mitigate it? Because they're hyping that up. I know you've advised him on this. I've talked to other lawyers that saw what you were saying. That's totally constitutional. What would the emergency be?
The emergency is that they've basically taken over control of our election machines, and they would be, unless we do hand counting, those machines that are basically coming from originally Venezuela, Serbia, and China. I mean, some of the parts in these machines are from China that are actually say that they're from Taiwan, showing their complicity, that they knew what they were doing and that they were manufacturing parts for something that was nefarious. China's guilty here. And so is Serbia, so is Iran, so is Venezuela, and so is Cuba. These are the countries that are interfering with our election results. And we could either sit by and say, oh, well, golly gee, or we could basically declare the emergency that it is, that we've been invaded, our machines have been invaded, and we need to be able to have hand counting just to make sure it's safe.
By the way, I agree. If you're a new listener, you think, oh, the guy's saying this. This is all even come out mainstream news. This is all true. I was 20-something years ago hearing about this. This is all confirmed. And so it's very, very simple. This has to happen. So, and that's why you're talking about the National Guard, all the rest of it. People don't know. France in one day can do an election with hand counted. They declare it precinct level. It's all public. You add it up. Paper is easier than computer. People don't know that, but isn't it easier?
It is easier. And not only that, but let them use the computers. Just scan everything with your own cameras from the military, top and bottom of each ballot, online, stream it so anybody can count it. And that way, it doesn't matter what their machines say, because if there's a dichotomy.
You can have all the press in and have 20 AI scan it. Just have it all out there.
Exactly. Have it all out there. Open up the election. So it wouldn't be that the National Guard is there to arrest people or the National Guard is out there to do anything wrong. They just need more help in terms of making sure the counting is done correctly.
Because for people that don't know, explain this to the expert, but it's a black box, these companies. They say it's proprietary, so it's secret. They do whatever they want. They lie and say nobody accessed the computer. Every time you sue them, you find out they've been accessing it. We have their ass. You're just saying open it up.
Yes. We're not allowed to look and see what their codes are and understand their codes because they're trade secrets. The courts protect them.
So again, we're all this martial law by Trump you're advising. No, it's the opposite. It's transparency. It's freedom.
Exactly. And that way, if the Democrats win, so be it. Then we know they won fair and square. And if they don't win, they don't win. But the worst thing that can happen is they win in such a way that we all know that they cheated and they're in a position where the worst case scenario, my nightmare scenario comes true, where they're able to remove the president of the United States and install a lefty like Hakeem Jeffries I mean, what, who's already made it clear that the Supreme Court's an illegitimate organization. So he's not going to listen to whatever they say. He doesn't need to expand it. He doesn't, he just won't obey it. They don't have their own army. They can't enforce their rulings.
I totally 100% agree with you. And they spin it like it's martial law. It's the opposite. It's challenging the deep state black box martial law of this fraud. But just as people are going to ask,
they don't have enough hands. They don't have enough people to do a hand count. So we'll provide the people. That's all he's doing. Okay. He's not trying to take away even their control of how they handle what they handle. It's just that it needs to be hand counted.
Elaborate on this because I know it's in the news, but you don't want to get into inside baseball, but you're saying right now you're being considered for attorney general. I love that idea. I mean, there's no doubt compared to Todd Blanche, you're like the savior compared to him with your long track record of patriotism and fighting for freedom and exposing fraud and being tough and going through this. Tell us as much as you can about you for attorney general.
Okay. Fundamentally, do I want to be the attorney general of the United States? Not a chance. Who would ever want to be that? I mean, you know, it's not like I have ambitions of a future position that I'll get into in a big firm because I was the attorney general of the United States. No, it's not something I ever wanted to do. It's just that I don't know anybody else who's going to be able to do what needs to be done. You know, right now, if you talk to any U.S. attorney, they all are protecting the reputations of the DOJ. It's time that we stopped protecting it. As the leader of the DOJ, I will stop protecting its reputation from the past and admit how we screwed things up and admit what we've done wrong and admit the weaponization that we did. They haven't even, Todd Blanche isn't even admitting that we did anything wrong in going after Donald Trump. You know, so, you know, let's get real. Okay. Let's be honest and fix the DOJ and make it something that is good for the American people, that the American people will appreciate and love, as opposed to an instrument that they all hate and fear. You know, let's stop going after innocent people and let's start going after the people that are insurrectionists in the United States. And let's not just charge them with little things that they did, like seeing seashells on a shore, but let's charge them for the insurrection that's really going on. Let's address the fact that we're being invaded by other countries, that there are organizations in this world, albeit the World Economic Forum, or the World Health Organization and things that they've done. I mean, who's looking at the issue as we may have another pandemic coming down? Who's looking at the issue of who pushed the different things? Who pushed the masks? And was that done for profit motives? Was it done by China? Who did these things? Who's pushed for remdesivir to be given to people in the hospitals? Who kept people in the nursing homes causing massive deaths? You know, if people are guilty of these mistakes, if Governor Cuomo at the time, you know, who, you know, I don't want to be going after Governor Cuomo, but you know, the fact of the matter is if he's a criminal because he committed a crime that resulted in so many deaths that it's negligent homicide. Okay. Which is a crime. Then he should have been prosecuted by it. And if it's not too late, let's get to it. If there's these cases, so many of them have conspiracies that have gone on, like with Janet Griswold, we're talking about a 2020 election and what she did after the 2020 election. But the conspiracy, the fact that she's still after Tina Peters for these whole purposes and so on, her involvement with the insurrection. I mean, Colorado is a captured state at this point. It goes right through the judiciary. Now, I'd like to make it really clear when I talk about judges, there are really, really good judges, like in Palm Beach County and Broward County where I practice. We have wonderful judges. They're not involved in politics. They call balls and strikes. But I'm talking about the judges that are involved in politics. We need to look at these judges. Are they insurrectionists? Are these people actually helping in the takeover of our country? Or are they innocent victims? Or is it that they believe that's the way the law works? You know, are they innocent or are they guilty? And if they're guilty, they should be prosecuted. I don't care if they wear black robes. That's what I'm advocating
for. Well, I agree. And I would say to the bureaucrats, you know, to the lobbyists, all of them are, like you said at the start of the interview, your wide spectrum knowledge, a lot of street smarts, but also the political legal. That's, I just try to study everything. And I can pull back to the establishment and say, you ought to be glad for us reformers trying to fix things. You ought to be trying to reform. We're in a fourth turning. It's a known sociological, historical cycle. You're on the wrong side. Trump, we all love when he's the rebel and the reformer, not when he looks like the establishment, the way they phrased it. And we're literally trying to fix things. They should just get out of the way. There's no way, whatever happens to you or me or, you know, the time frame, down the road, regardless, this old system is going down. And I think the establishment should be thankful for those of us that are trying to reform.
Right. By the way, there are a whole bunch of Venezuelan witnesses that we've kept here. Patrick Byrne kept them here at his own, on his own nickel. He's gone through his whole fortune trying to help the United States, and nobody's helping him.
Well, I know the feeling. By the way, I know behind the scenes, I didn't realize when I first met Patrick, like, you know, 9 years ago, what a hero he is. That guy is the Energizer Bunny.
Yeah. And also one of my clients. You know, so I'm on his cases, but you know, the fact of the matter is these Venezuelan witnesses have gone back to Venezuela and we need to get them back here. And that's going to take somebody that, you know, again, the attorney general has to do stuff. It's not just a matter of finishing out what they started long ago and now getting through finally to the charges of things, which could have been done much, much more.
But you heard quickly. There are about like give cash credit. He said a month ago, a bunch of charges. We're starting to see some. That's what I'm hearing. It's all about to happen. Or at least a lot more.
I know. And that's where I say, you know, look, I'm not a fan of Todd Blanche. I don't know him personally.
No, but he knows Trump's going to fire him if he doesn't do it.
I get that. And I'm wishing him luck because luck for him is luck for the United States. Okay. I cannot take a position that I want him to fail because if he fails, we fail. But at the same time, I still want his job. Okay. Because I'm definitely the better man for it. I mean, I'll get things done that need to get done. He's not getting anything else.
Well, you
done.
Seem confident. I mean, so you've been talking to Trump?
I haven't. I send things to Donald Trump. But he doesn't.
I know we're not supposed to get into it. Well, I would love that because you've got a long track record of like chewing up nails and spitting them out. So, Peter Tichtman, thank you so much. We got a minute left. Closing comment.
Okay. So in terms of Donald Trump, what can I tell you? He's still the same guy. He's the only guy. Well, we're starting to talk about at the beginning of this thing. If 10% of me was unhappy about the fact that we're in Iran, and believe me, I'm happy we're there. But if that 10% of me was against that, and that, where is that 10% going? We don't have another choice here. We only have the enemy. So 10% of me is in favor of China. No, if you have any brains at all, please stick with the fact that we have this one guy that is the only one that's going to be able to change things and make things work for us. And that's Donald Trump. So, you know.
No, I get that. I just hate seeing him because advisors spin when people attack his biggest supporters. Not because it hurts me. It hurts him with the supporters when he does that. Like people don't like that.
No, I get that. Look, we know there are people around him like Boris, you know, and others that.
Yeah, Boris Epstein is a big problem.
A big problem. I know. I know personally that he's dishonest. Okay.
Well, you hit the nail there. That's what I'm told behind the scenes. It's him.
Well, I certainly hope he doesn't have that much control or influence because he's not, he's just not a person that could be trusted. He can be trusted if he's getting paid enough, I think.
Exactly. Total mercenary. All right. Peter Tichtman, LegalBrains.com. Thanks for the time. We appreciate you.
Thank you. You too.
Hour number four, jam-packed with news straight ahead. Stay with us.
Draft politicians for World War III, like Lindsey Graham and Ben Shapiro. Let's send them to the front lines. You can get this shirt and other incredible designs at thealexjonesstore.com, which also funds the new network, the Alex Jones Network, where you'll find my live feeds, the other great shows, special reports, investigative reports, and more at the new coordinates of liberty, alexjoneslive.com. And share that URL as well. You are the modern Paul Revere's. And then, of course, download on Android and Apple the free apps so you can watch the show and more and share it at alexjonesapp.com. Now, I'll see you on the front lines of the InfoWar.
days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching AlexJonesLive.com. It was declassified in 2025. The CIA and the FBI, under Obama's command, launched the attacks to shut down the original InfoWars. But InfoWars belongs to the people, and it's stronger than it's ever been. They can't take that away. You are the real power of this operation. So take the link, AlexJonesLive.com, and the link, AlexJonesApp.com, for the free Droid and Apple download, and share it on your email list, your text messages, with everybody you know, and complete strangers. You have all the power. When you call and tell me how great I am, I say, stop. I'm just like you. I want freedom. I need you to get excited about the power you have. And that's what it's all about. They think you're about to shut us down. That is a total lie, ladies and gentlemen. Humanity is unstoppable when we take action. And the coordinates of liberty are AlexJonesLive.com and AlexJonesApp.com. Take action now. Share those URLs to everyone you know now and break the back of the globalists. You're unstoppable, Paul Revere. Take action now.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
The moon. All right, get John in there. I just decided to do this. Open the phones up. Let's get the phone system fired up. It's a digital switch. And we will take your phone calls in this hour. Interspersed with a lot of news here. So, here's where we are. We're in a new world war. The old political system's coming to an end. All these powerful forces are jockeying to try to be in control in the next system. And in Europe and the United States and other Western countries, we still have leftists in charge of the bureaucracies, and their war is dominating the host population. And they love any other population or any other military, any other group, and they side with that. The left sides with Iran because they hate America, because Iran hates America, the mullahs. I'm against the war with Iran because the Pentagon was right. It wasn't going to work. And would derail our economic recovery. Two different things. But then the Gorkas and the Levins, they point at me and they say, oh, you're for the Iranian leadership. No, I'm not. That's not what I'm doing. I want to stabilize Western civilization and then accelerate it and have a new expansionist renaissance. And the live essential technology, everything else that comes with that. I want it all. I want the future. But I want a future that's pro-human, not anti-human. I got a big stack of news on the data centers. And this is, I learned this when I was a little kid talking to business people that my dad worked with. They go, you know, McDonald's real business isn't McDonald's cheeseburgers. It's that the real estate, they go in, they loan the money to the franchise, they get it, and 20 years later, you always wonder where they tear down a McDonald's and build a high-rise building. They buy the key real estate. They make more money on leasing the real estate to the franchisee than they sell it. And it, you know, then they made the founder buy McDonald's and admitted all that. Well, the data centers get all the energy, all the power. They get regulatory exemption. They get immunity. And then they get to set all this up, and they get the land they're on. I mean, that right there, it's a giant power grab. And I didn't know the numbers. I mean, I knew them, but I didn't see the latest ones. In fact, I had it yesterday stack. I put it there in the stack. Just pull it back up. It showed in a graph from the Wall Street Journal, U.S. already has the most data centers, but projected it's like three times more than everybody else. this is cuckoo town. While they tell you, you can't have a car, you can't go on a vacation, you can't have an air conditioner, you can't have a dog or cat. I saw the, in fact, I'm at the place the other day. The BBC's like, get a turtle, get a lizard. Dogs and cats eat meat. That's bad for the earth. What? Your dog and cat can't live. You can't have a dog or cat. But these data centers, you know, that are hundreds of square miles or whatever, they get everything. So it's not even that the computers are bad. It's government has set up a new way where we're all busy fighting with each other over territorialism, whether we're black or white or whatever. And then meanwhile, the computers are being given carte blanche to take over, but it's the globalists that own and control them that are really being given the carte blanche. $1.4 trillion utility spending spree to keep up AI data centers should hike electricity bills. It already has. I have a big giant stack on this. But we don't think it's a robot that's taking our job or a robot discriminating against us, a robot that's programmed and controlled by the globalists. We just all think about what color we are, and that's why we're so screwed. Because our entire development, called evolutionary if you want, is about fighting over tribes and groups. Meanwhile, we get hit by this new thing that's basically alien, never before here. It's new. Alien just means new, not of this world, now in this world. And we are don't even know what we're dealing with. I'm just trying to get people to start brainstorming this. I don't even have the answers. I'm just saying we better start talking about this. Because black and white people got a lot more in common with each other than an AI data. We've been right about the poison shots and raised the main alarm, and right about the open borders, and right about the wars, and right about the entire agenda. That's why the bad guys want us off air. And that's why it's such a revolutionary act when you take the live feed from Real Alex Jones on X or on Rumble at AJN Live. That's the new site on Rumble. Hundreds of thousands followed just last day. I want to thank all you that did at AJN Live there. Follow us there. Get the free app for the Droid and for Apple for your phone at alexjonesapp.com. This is a revolutionary act. Share it on your email list, your text message list. Tell those you share it to share it. That creates the chain reaction. And then support us at thealexjonesstore.com. When you support us, we are absolutely unstoppable. Become a VIP at thealexjonesstore.com because you get $40 to spend in the store each month, special deals, special offers, special sales on everything on top of it. Cancel any time. Stand with us. All of our victories are shared together. It's because of you. Take action now at realalexjones.com and thealexjonesstore.com.
From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, let me do this right now. That'll get into all the news. Give the number down, take your calls. Because I've said this 100 times, probably 1,000 times, I'll say it again. I am InfoWars creator and founder, and that only came along in 1997. I've been on the air since 1994. I'm not even the InfoWar. The InfoWar just belongs to everybody, a war on for your mind. So the Alex Jones Network is the next phase in the InfoWar. And I can't do this without you. AlexJonesLive.com is the new news site with the news feeds, the articles. That's what you send out to your friends, family, neighbors. Here's a forbidden show. Here's where you find it. But in so much of what I'm doing, I'm not trying to get you to think what I think or believe my talking points. I want you to understand my thinking process so you can look into these problems and then make your own decision about what should be done, because that's basically unstoppable. So the point is that we are at the end of an era, the end of an old system, a new system's coming in. And the average person doesn't even know that the decisions about the future architecture of human development are being made right now. And the decisions being made on average are by globalists that are anti-human and think we're obsolete. And I get when people are brought up with largesse, even poor people on average are richer than somebody 1,000 years ago with medicine and food and the rest of it. There's a sense of security in that and a sense of I don't have to do anything. And so what if the world's going to end? It'll be after I die. That is spiritual death to have that attitude. We're part of a compendium, a story of humanity, and our story's just begun. And if you don't care about humanity, if you don't care about a future, if you don't love our species and really think we've done some amazing things, if you're not a fan of humanity, you're not a fan of yourself, and you're not alive. But getting back to what I was saying before I give the number out and go to the news and take your calls, I'm sometimes the biggest problem around here because I get so hot on the news that I did one plug in the first hour. And in the last 2 hours, not one plug on air for the products we sell. When I just plug once an hour, we get enough money to operate and hopefully expand. So I'm asking you to make it up for my failure. Those of you listening, get off the bench. Make the personal decision to go to thealexjonesstore.com and get the very best supplements, the widest selection of Patriot apparel. It's all amazing. But particularly the supplements, these really work. Again, it's a no-brainer. I want to have the most accurate news because I'm tomorrow's news today. So you tune in because this guy tells you the truth. I'm not trying to get globalist money to lie to you. I want to tell you the truth so we all move forward, win, win, win. I feel good about what I'm doing at a spiritual level, and I'm successful. It's really simple. And I never quantified that until about a decade ago, why I do what I do. I just did what I did, and I let her look back at how I did what I did when I was so successful. But it came from an organic place of truth. So we got a big sale going right now. It just came in. It's ultramethylene red, a proprietary product that works great with methylene blue, but by itself is amazing. We now have the capsules that are even stronger than the tincture because it's concentrated. It's discounted right now. Methylene red capsules are designed to support clean daily energy, mental clarity, brain function, focus and performance, cellular energy support. This is for people who want to wake up sharper, think clearer, and stay locked in throughout the day without relying on fake stimulant garbage. That's no crash, no junk, no watered down formula. Just clean daily support for people who want to stay sharp, stay focused, and keep moving. Get up to 50% off. You know, if you're a prescriber, subscriber, you can lock in at 50% off. Cancel any time. Also, the new buy one, get one free sale. You get T3, highest quality iodine, the missing link, supercharging your libido, energy, stamina, immune system, everything. Buy one bottle of T3, get another one free. You can also buy one bottle of Ultimate Life Force, Spike Protein Detox, Pro Cardiovascular Formula, the very best out there. And get another free, or you can mix and match. Get one bottle of Ultimate Life Force, get a bottle of ultramethylene red capsules free, or vice versa. Right now, that runs until Sunday night at midnight going into Monday, thealexjonesstore.com, thealexjonesstore.com. The quarters, you get great products and fund this operation. And I always butcher these names, okay? And I also today... It wasn't going to be yesterday, but it got canceled. I also went to the dentist this morning and had one of my teeth that was pulled months ago. Finally had an implant put in because I ground my teeth. And I'm doing okay, but I got here like 10 minutes before the show started, so I've been a little bit messy in my pants. I have trouble pronouncing these names, so you have a lot of fun with it. But you can go research any of this for yourself with a search engine or a ChatGPT or ask your doctor. And this is what's in ultramethylene red. Riboflavin 5-phosphate. And again, all this stuff goes with the super high-quality organic vitamins and minerals in here. It supercharges them. When we made this, we went out and had a top scientist, researcher, develop it. Then we asked ChatGPT and Grok what the best formula for what we wanted was. It came up with a very similar formula. In fact, the exact same formula except different amounts of each ingredient. In general, ours is even stronger than what Grok or ChatGPT recommended. They recommended almost the same thing. It was very close to ours. Listen to this. Pyridoxal 5-phosphate, pyridoxal phosphate, amino acid metabolism, neurotransmitter production, serotonin, dopamine, homocysteine control, mood and nerve support, methylfolate, direct methylfolation. It's the breakdown of the... folic acid goes right in, supercharges. Direct methylfolation support, DNA synthesis, mood, brain health, bypasses common enzyme breakdown issues. Methylcobalamin, active B12, the highest quality, energy, nerve health, helps with red blood cell formation. With all the stuff with it, supercharges it right in the cells. TMG supports liver, improves athletic performance. NAC, oh, that's key. Mitochondrial energy, brain cognitive support, nerve protection, antioxidant. Uridine monophosphate, brain health, memory, and cognitive support, works with chlorine for neuron membranes, CoQ10, mitochondrial energy, powerful antioxidant, heart health, cellular energy, and fatigue reduction. Overall ingredient theme, good for energy. Good for energy, great for energy. Brain function. Your whole homeostasis control and people with adapted to genetic issues. Talk about why people mainly have the problem with the methylfolate transferring into the cells. Or I guess you'd say the, I'm strong with the finish. I eat my spinach. What's in the spinach? It's the, what did I say earlier? Doesn't matter. Folic acid. So this is an amazing product. It goes great with methylene blue or great by itself. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com. Thealexjonesstore.com. Be the reason we stay on the air. And then stuff like this. Now, I did not tell Bigley make a hat with my name on it. But they did make this hat. It's got my signature and says Alex Jones Live. What I like about it is no one can really read it says Alex Jones unless you know my signature. But I've gotten so many compliments on this hat. This is my personal hat since I got it 2 weeks ago wearing it out. I love that hat. 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 Love that, love that. Well, yeah, overhead shot. Let's do an overhead shot. Looks good. This is a bad boy. Hundreds of hat designs. Hundreds and hundreds of t-shirts of designs. The only problem with the AlexJonesStore.com is there's too many designs, which is what I wanted. It is the widest selection of Patriot apparel you're going to find anywhere. So get yours today, thealexjonesstore.com. All right, I have stack after stack of news I haven't hit yet. And I'm going to get to some of that while we take calls. But right now, let me give you the number. Here in the last 45 minutes we have, let's get 7 or 8 phone calls on because I don't want to end the show with any extra callers waiting. Here's the number to join us. We'll put it on screen. On any issue we've covered, first-time callers, long-time callers, agree, disagree, we don't screen your calls. Just your name, where you're calling from. You want to tell us the topic so I know that's fine. If not, just say anonymous topic. Just don't ask me if it's okay if you talk about something once you get on air. That's my pet peeve because I've been asked that 10,000 times at least. You're on the air, baby. You ain't being censored. This isn't normal talk radio. You can say whatever the hell you want. It's unfiltered. It's unbridled. 512-266-0642. 512-266-0642. George Soros hates it. We're still on the air. Thanks for keeping us on air. TheAlexJonesStore.com. 512-266-0642. That is the coordinates to talk to millions of people, and we really, really look forward to it coming up. Now, while we're loading the phones up, let me get to Gorka. So Gorka came out a few days ago and said, well, I don't consider Tucker Carlson and others as conservatives, so there's no conservative terrorists because they're liberals. And the Breitbart editor's like, well, let's arrest them for being Qatari agents. I mean, these guys are something else. So now here's clip 35. White House counterterrorism official, terrorism czar, Sebastian Gorka, says certain speech would be treated as incitement to violence under government standards. Gorka says anti-Israel speech could be defined as incitement to violence while linking those protests to Iran and Russia. We are going to map out these individuals. So I'm watching you with my fake British accent. And then let's air that, and then back to back, you have John Kerry earlier this year saying, we need to censor people, we're losing the info war. If you think censoring people is going to succeed, I got a bridge in Brooklyn I'm really ready to sell you right now. And we got another clip from Gorka, also known as the Grand Gay Whale, where he goes even further with his calls for censorship and control. From our nation, Gorka and the U.S. counterterrorism team want to identify and track people for their speech. Here it is, back to back.
However, there are things within our laws that you are not allowed to say.
However, he loves that the fake royal regal. However, I'm watching you. You better watch out. Did I tell you I'm a gay whale? Continue, please.
Where's this does not extend whale? To inciting violence.
Start over. Stop. Start the clip over. We must have full whale exposure. I don't want him claiming we edited the clip to be deceptive. He's trying always to sound like Prince Charles, all right? Let's listen to the man that just became a U.S. citizen in 2012 tell us that he will rout the enemy. Oh, watch yourself. I'm mapping you. I'm watching you. I am Gorka. Who battles Godzilla? Gorka is like a giant obese blob. But can it be Godzilla? Here he is.
However, there are things within our laws that you are not allowed to say, right? The freedom of speech does not extend to inciting violence or threatening the lives of specific individuals. That is not permissible. Beyond that, we will map. We haven't talked much about it, but if you read the counterterrorism strategy, it's a very clear document. We don't shy away from telling the world what we're going to do. We are going to map out these individuals. We are going to identify them. We're going to find the, God bless Scott Bessent.
You know, you're going to find us?
AG, the acting AG Todd Blanche. The money trail. The money trail is the most important thing. You look at these from the river to the sea, bring the intifada to the streets of America. It's so interesting. You're on the campus of Berkeley or you're on the streets of New York and everybody has exactly the same placard, printed the same font. That's a little bit strange. So, I can't discuss, ongoing operations,
but do you love
the importance of malign foreign actors who leverage domestic fellow travelers. We lived this for 40 years during the Cold War. We will get to the bottom of all of it, whether it's the Singham Network, whether it's Iran, whether
who
it's
runs
Russia,
Al Qaeda, our government.
Our mission is to uphold the Constitution and at the same time protect Americans from violence.
First Amendment is a blockade.
There's a lot of discussion now about how you curb those entities. Our First Amendment stands as a major block.
He explicitly said that there's a need for this cohort to win the right to govern, so they are free to implement change without constitutional interference.
Beyond that, we will map. We haven't talked much about it, but if you read the counterterrorism strategy, it's a very clear document. We don't shy away from telling the world what we're going to do. We are going to map out these individuals. We are going to identify them. We're going to find...
They are no longer interested in debating ideas, if they ever were. They are interested in eliminating ideas, especially your speech. We've seen this from the likes of Jonathan Greenblatt discussing how, they're shifting away from this civic idea, this egalitarian idea, and back towards censorship, back towards a belief that, we protect Jewish interests, we protect our people, and what will we have to do to be able to secure our interests?
Does anybody care about World War II and the Holocaust anymore?
The hate crimes against Jews in Europe are through the roof. Against Jews in the United States are through the roof. We have a media in this country and a Democrat party in this country and, frankly, a woke right in this country, mostly podcasters, that are giving aid and comfort to a vile enemy.
Well, that requires censorship of ideas which are growing ever more popular by the day. As their falsely constructed world is falling apart, as you are gaining power and cultural mass, they are terrified.
I had, sadly, a putative conservative journalist today from the Daily Caller ask me an asinine question. He said, how is the operation against Iran not another forever war? The idea, you just have to be...
The idea.
Either low T or you have to be mentally challenged to compare decades of forever wars with thousands of American casualties to the pinpoint accuracy of what we're doing in Operation Epic Fury with no boots on the ground.
Pinpoint. I'm Sebastian Gorka. I have giant testicles. Just ask Lindsey Graham and his bubble wand. I have huge elephant testicles. I am an American. You are the enemy, and you should watch what you're saying. We are investigating you. We are watching you. The Israel lobby's on TV. I put the clips this week. We've got to get everybody. We got to shut them up. Oh, that's going to work great. And meanwhile, I don't even want this to happen. if I could move a few steps ahead, this is a disaster. How do we get on this timeline? I mean, this is crazy. Absolute cuckoo town. All right. I got a bunch of key stuff on data centers we haven't gotten to, but let's go to your phone calls. Let's do that before I hit the data center stack here. How dare you question the data center? I have an affected British accent. I am a British lord, a peer of the crown. I will teach you knaves how to be an American. Do not go to alexjonesapp.com on Android or iPhone and download the free app. This is at the top of the news categories. Do not do it. We are watching you. Do not share it. Or I, Gorka, the gay whale, the consort of Lindsey Graham politically, I will get you and your little dog, too, if you question me, Lord Gorkus. All right. We got Jeff and Willie and Mike and William and Godzilla and Jason. Well, I got to go to somebody called Godzilla first. Godzilla, you're on the air.
Hi, yeah, Gorka can map my balls, you know, if he wants to map things. I think...
I need to teabag you, Godzilla, to make sure you have testicles.
Yeah, it's pretty ridiculous, but it's part of that red heifer prophecy. You know, everyone always talks about in the Third Temple, where in that same prophecy, Israel has to be absolutely hated according to their own prophecy. But you can't force it. You know, that'd be like me saying, like, a butterfly is going to fly across your studio and release a bunch of butterflies in the studio at the same time. It's antithetical by the word's definition itself. But, yeah, I wanted to call about the data centers and some other stuff you were talking about. You were talking about the apocalypse, the end of an era. And a movable object meaning the unstoppable force meeting the movable object. And I've called before and spoke to you about what would happen at this time and that it would be a combination, you know, they would merge together as we've seen in previous times of history. You can see it in your own story arc where, you know, you have become the mainstream and the mainstream has become you. And it's going to continue going this way where, you know, the unstoppable force and the movable object is now the movable force and the unstoppable object and the battle between that for the future.
I just love Gorka climbing up out of the sewer line to threaten us all as if that's going to deter us from our mission.
Don't fall for their trap. You know, it's a trap to make the, as the World Economic Forum says, an angrier world, as you see it. You know, psyops. I don't even know if they're part, if they're aware that they're being controlled with mind control or if they're just passive NPC players playing their role in this grand theatrics, you know. But the data centers, I think it's just the next windmill solar energy scam because it's just going to be another 5 or 10 years. When after the data centers are complete, that they'll do AI miniaturization, like the zip file, like hard drives, like RAM, and they're not going to be needed, and then they'll just be another boondoggle for the government.
Exactly. They admit the next move is miniaturized, separate, siloed AI.
And memristors, instead of using electricity, they use ions, and the reason they're going to go with that is because then they can use tattoo machines to print the chips on the skin and your body's ionic processes can run the chips.
Yeah, Bill Gates has some patents on that.
Yep, and they've already released.
How anti-Semitic that you know about patents? Stop asking questions. You need to support Gorka. Gorka knows the way. Gorka will lead the way.
And, you know, Jones, I just want to say also, I love this new energy that you have. I always knew this would happen. You know, you're like the phoenix. The more they try to burn you, the more you rise. You can't burn ash, and they're not going to be able to stop you. Just keep up the great work. I love everything you're doing. You're doing a great job. And I like how real you are, how you're sticking to your guns in this world of fake plastic garbage all over the place. It's refreshing to have someone on the air that at least is a real person. Everybody's going to have their faults and own trials and personal stuff.
Of course I do.
But your message is great.
My lust for Gorka is my weak spot.
And I need more fun. I want you to have fun. This is what you've been dreaming of. Imagine yourself in the 90s you know, looking at where you are now, you should be enjoying this like a sweet, delicious cake. You know, enjoy every moment.
No, I am, but also, it's so close to victory, so close to defeat. I've got to press all the way to beat these people. Not me, but you know, God working through us all, but I hear you. No, I definitely look back and go, wow, God's so real. So I've told people 25 years ago what God told me. Like, we're going to bring them down, they're going to come back, but this big event's going to happen. It all happened like God told me. I mean, I'm on record telling the listeners. It's not like I just said this. Thank you. I appreciate your call.
Ah, Jason, William, Mike, Willie, Jeff, more traitors straight ahead, more extremists that I'm mapping. I'm Gorka. I'm watching you. Look out.
We have to get more people hired. We have to finish the new big studios. We have to have our legal defense and offense, and we have to move forward. So now is the time. Have we not delivered to you in the fight against tyranny? Have you not delivered supporting us at Symbiotic? A win-win situation. Like he says in Gladiator after he chops up, you know, the four guys just a few seconds. He says, are you not entertained? Are you not entertained? And I say, are you not empowered? Are the tyrants not scared? Are they not coming after me and my crew? You want somebody to fight? You want somebody to stand up for you? Well, then you got to back them. And those that have backed us, I salute you from the bottom of my heart. And those that have shared the articles and videos, that's great. But it's different classes of people. The people that tune in and get the knowledge, but are scared or lazy or whatever. Then there's people that at least share the articles and videos, and Paul Revere it. We appreciate you. Okay? So you got, like, copper, you know, on the bottom. At least you listen, but I hope people learn from this through osmosis or something. Then you got the silver folks that at least share the articles and videos to wake up other people. And then you got the gold standard, the people that do it all, and the people that get great products that are smart enough to say, wow, this guy really knows what he's talking about. I believe him. He'd only sell me something that works. And then they try it. We have a 90%+ reorder rate with supplements because I wouldn't sell you something that doesn't work. I'm not stupid. That's why I don't serve evil. I know the second, third, fourth order events of it will destroy me. Plus, I don't like it. I don't enjoy it. I feel good being truthful. I feel good being honest. I feel good stomping tyrants politically into the ground nonviolently. Slashing their throats nonviolently, stabbing ice picks in their heads nonviolently, cutting their heads off nonviolently, ripping their entrails out politically nonviolently. I like just breaking their bones and grinding them down to make my bread. Fee, fi, fo, fum. I smell the blood of satanic globalist scum. Be they alive or be they dead, I'll grind their bones to make my bread. You want somebody to fight for you? Well, you better believe you got it. The real McCoy. The spirit of resistance and victory. And they know it, and it's why they fear it. And if you will simply join me and ask God for this spirit to lead, God, and direct us, the spirit that overcomes, God doesn't give us over a spirit of weakness and fear, but one is a roaring lion that conquers, that destroys tyrants, that overcometh. And when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord lifts up a standard against it. And we are the crucible. We are the shield of the people. We are the standard. We have the Spirit. We have the will. But we have to have no fear and commit to this fight. Give me your word of mouth. Give me your prayers to God for our providence and support, because if God be with us, who can stand against us? And financially support us now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a VIP. Cancel any time. It's no commitment. You just get all the best deals. $30 a month spend, instantly $40 to buy whatever you want. You make 10 bucks right there. Special offers, sales on top of sales for everybody, and special offers at thealexjonesstore.com. Commit. Be a VIP. You can also donate on the site at the donate button. Just take action now. But those of you that have supported us, you know who you are, and I thank you from the bottom of my soul.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today. Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Somebody say we're in a boring news day. There's nothing boring about today, tomorrow, next month, next year. Everything just gets more interesting. If you think you're bored, if you think there's nothing important going on, it means you're captured. I got so much insane stuff to cover, I can't even keep track of it. But at the end of the day, humanity is in control of its own destiny if we step into that. Now, I may have to do this tomorrow because I loaded for bear, man. I got like 15 clips. And all this stuff about AI and data centers. I've been trying to get to a little bit of it. But, man, this is really important. And first, it starts out from a spiritual perspective and a human perspective with RFK Jr. And then the pastor asked ChatGPT, if you were the devil, what would you do? Wait till you hear this. Now, you think, oh, God, AI is so smart. It's plagiarizing Paul Harvey. But you have to have a great knowledge, not a great knowledge, but some knowledge to know that, or at least knowledge of that. It's like, oh, what a great poetry. How deep. Paul Harvey, 1970s. You actually know it's Paul Harvey. Only changes a few words. But like, oh, so deep. It's showing you humanity. It's showing you us. And you just bow down to it. But it has to scoop everything we're doing. But let's go back to your phone calls and finish up with these. No more callers after this, guys, because we're almost out of time. I notice they're taking more calls. It's okay. Who's up next? The order they received. Jason in Ohio, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Yeah, so with the Iran war, okay, so Israel pretty much is looking to wage war with most of the Middle East, correct?
Greater Israel Project, yeah, they openly announced it, yeah.
Yeah, so the funny thing about that is that means that Benjamin Netanyahu and the other leaders of Israel are the biggest anti-Semites. Because if you look at what the word Semite actually means, it's not exclusive to the Jewish people or the people of Israel. So it's actually the people in that region, you know, all the groups, races, religions. So that would actually mean that they are the largest anti-Semites. So I think we should
all,
start
all I
that.
Know is, yeah, that's true. But I mean, look, and the Muslims all want to kill them too. I get it. The point is we shouldn't be tied to it and we shouldn't be a part of it. And Israel's not dealing in good faith just trying to try to protect itself. It's funding terror groups. It put Al-Qaeda in charge of Syria with Turkey so they can blow that up later. It's just like our government puts in bad people in regime change. They founded Hamas. They funded Hamas. I don't want to hear this crap of, oh, we've got to go to war with all the Muslims. And Israel wants to pick one country off after another and take their land and then have us backstop it. I'm done.
I think you might have missed the point, though.
No, I get it. The Semite means basically Middle Eastern Arab. I've heard that. Yeah. I know it's true.
Yeah. But what I'm getting at is you can actually fix the fake MAGA movement, like shut down the fake MAGA movement by using that word, because then they can't twist that word around.
Well, let me give you a newsflash. When you get called anti-Semite, people love that. I can wear a Hitler outfit and be more popular. People are so anti-Israel. So I think, like, I'm not disagreeing with you overall, maybe with some liberal or something. Oh, God, I'm not anti-Semitic. They're all Semitic over there. I've heard that. I know that talking point. And I'm not saying it's not true. It's just that you can say, oh, Israel, don't be anti-Semitic. You think they care?
For example, you know, the fake MAGA movement keeps trying to say that everybody against MAGA is the anti-Semite.
Yeah, and it's like 80% unpopular. It's like 80% unpopular. Yeah. It's not working. It's like calling someone racist.
Well, I mean, using the word against them back.
Like, no, I know, but what I'm saying is it doesn't have any power. So 30 years ago, people would say Israel's anti-Semitic. It's blowing up Semites. I get that. I'm saying now it doesn't matter. Thanks for the call. The old paradigm doesn't matter. But I get what you're saying. I'm not disagreeing with you overall. I'm just saying it's an old argument. People are so sick of the establishment, they love Hitler. They haven't studied Hitler and the fact that he was bad and crazy just because some of the Jews were doing bad stuff doesn't mean Hitler's suddenly good. I'm actually well-researched in it and had family that fought in World War II and, you know, saw the angles. He had deals with the main Jewish groups to let Jews out if they paid the Jewish groups money. They didn't pay money to Madeleine Albright's dad. They killed him. So I don't like, oh, Hitler's good because we're saying the Jews over here are bad. It's more sophisticated. I appreciate your call. All right, up next. Who's up next here? William in Mississippi. You're on the air. Welcome.
It's a pleasure to speak to you, sir. I've been watching you ever since I was 17 years old in high school.
Well, how old are you now, Jedi?
I am 28 now. Just had my birthday yesterday.
You have done well, Lord Vader.
Well, anyway, you know, I guess I'll be quick with you since you got to get to the news. This Hendza virus and COVID and all that. You know, there is still so many people that fall for it, and it kind of surprises me. Nobody has any pattern recognition skills anymore. Like, they just want to be spoon-fed everything.
They love one-dimensional, exactly the exact same pattern, exact same liars, exact same fraud of COVID now with Hunta, and some people still want to believe it.
Well, it's with everything. They don't read their history. They don't. If they read their history, they'd see the pattern. It's all the playbook's already been played out. They just repeat the same thing over and over and over again, and people are shocked that it's new. But I don't blame them for not knowing because they don't read, they don't study, they don't look at all these different things.
Well, that's what George Orwell said in Essays by 1984. He said it's an allegory of the future. He saw if the Fabian socialists that he was high level in that he broke with were in control. He said they'll dumb people down so much you can't even explain things to them because they're too ignorant.
Yeah, and I've ordered your book, The Great Reset, signed. I've handed them out. I actually gifted one signed to one of my friends. So I've been trying to get the information out there. Product I think you need to bring back is Lung Cleanse that had the colloidal silver in it. Phenomenal product. I really think
it's a great product. We should bring back the colloidal silver and stuff. I agree.
All right. Thank you very much, sir. I have pretty much everything I wanted to say.
Thank you. Yeah, when we sell colloidal silver that's sold at Whole Foods for 20 years and totally works, it is incredible. And now it's sold at Walgreens everywhere else and in hospitals. They even spray iodine. They spray colloidal silver down to kill stuff. The left goes and files complaints with our shopping carts and says we're selling poison and gets us banned. And somehow that still works. So it's all harassment. If you can't get a product, it's because of the harassment. Now I was selling colloidal silver 30 years ago when nobody was. Now it's all proven to be great. You know, it's another form of antibiotic. Another stuff doesn't work. And people ask, you know, why are you not doing this? Well, you don't know the inside baseball of the crap that goes on. But we don't whine. We're not victims. Just support us, spread the word, pray with the broadcast. That's all I ask for. But if I told you about all the ongoing harassment to frustrate our work, it would take the whole show up. So I don't give the enemy what they want. I just cover the news, and they can piss up a rope. All right. Up next here, ladies and gentlemen, is Jeff in Georgia. Jeff, welcome.
Hey, sir. How you doing?
I'm pretty good, brother. What's on your mind?
I've called before. I talked about some, like, where I think the future's going, and I thought Kamala was going to win just because what I see, you know, in my life with the people I live with. But I'm for sure convinced Trump is bought and sold. And when that guy was on that last guest you had, and he still has faith in, like, what Trump is saying and doing, it breaks my heart, and I want to see what you think about that.
Well, I mean, Peter Tichtin was the main lawyer day one exposing the fraud in the trenches, despite them trying to debar him and put him in jail. And he sees lesser of evils and sees the Democrats and then wants to reform things, and I overall can't disagree with that. I've been going against Trump to get him to get back on the straight and narrow, but regardless, I mean, what is the option? Would you have rather had Kamala Harris?
No, you know, because I don't believe in communism. I believe in capitalism. But like they say, the top communist knows that capitalists and the communists, there's a guy above them. And I'm just thinking, like, when are we going to start as a whole to recognize that there's still someone pulling the strings? Trump isn't all.
Well, there's not someone. We know. Have you read Tragedy and Hope?
No, I have not.
1,100 pages. I have twice. Have you read Between Two Ages and the Tetratronic Era?
No, sir.
I recommend you do. Have you read Rise and Fall of the Third Reich? You're sure.
No, sir.
Heinz Hobel's Order of the Death Order. Order of the Death Head.
I have not, no.
Have you read The Battle for Gaul?
No, sir.
Very confused.
All my experience is life experience. I was in the military.
Have you read Sun Tzu?
Some of that, yeah. And I got
By the way, I wasn't trying to like want that. I've read the globalist white papers. They think we're too dumb to read about how this works. Okay, and so it's very sophisticated, but it's also very simple at the end of the day. Is something a centralizing effect or a decentralizing effect? And Trump, for his first 9 years or so, was a decentralizer. That's why they didn't like him. For whatever reason, he's become more and more captured. That doesn't mean I'm not going to still put pressure through key lawyers that advise him to get him back on track. I'm not going to give up. While I criticize him and say we got to get other options, I'm still going to try to get Trump back on the straight and narrow. Does that make sense?
It does, but it seems like it's falling on deaf ears, you know?
Yeah, well, you know, maybe I've been a little successful in getting stuff done. You say fall on deaf ears. Why are the neocons coming out lying to Trump about me and trying to get him to demonize me to turn me, you know, to really get me to go after him? It's because the people have power. Appreciate your call. I've said this about 5,000 times. I'll say it again. Probably only 2,000 times. What is the devil's greatest trick? We're all told it's he doesn't exist. That's one of his other tricks, not number one. Number one is good don't exist. What's the corporate media always say? I'm not real. I work for somebody. I'm a fraud. I'm lying. You can check what I say. Check my track record. I'm one of the most accurate people alive in the world today, and I'm not perfect, but damn it, I want to be accurate. And I know I love God, and I know I love justice, and I know I love truth, and I know I'm on Team Humanity, and I want humanity to succeed. But all I ever hear is how I'm this loyal opposition and a fraud and controlled by the establishment and everybody else and the Democrats. That's because I'm not. Because if you can admit Alex Jones is good and wants freedom, you can admit you're good and have freedom and admit you have power. They don't want you to think you have any power. You're like, oh, what's the point? Oh, God, it's all screwed. Everybody's controlled. But you called into a show. You're speaking out to millions. No, you haven't given up. Mike in California, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex, how's it going?
Pretty good, brother. Go ahead.
Great. First thing, I just want to say thank you so much for your products. I'm 51 years old. I've had 4 open heart surgeries, and because of your products, I'm still out there doing some CrossFit. You know, I got like my whole morning routine full of Alex Jones products. So thank you so much for that. My call is about the Iran war. You know, I listen to you pretty much daily, and then I listen to a lot of other people too. And there's a lot of back and forth and stuff like that. And based on your knowledge of history and your ability to kind of see into the future and kind of, you know, reverse engineer, I'm just wondering, like, what would be your justification? Like, because I mean, we know what we know, but we don't know what we don't know. So what would be your justification if you could reverse engineer?
Oh, I love it. A Rumsfeld quote. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, no, just like, you know, because I've heard people like, oh, this is to cut off China because that's where they get all their oil and they get it for super cheap. Oh, no, this is to do this and this is to do that. And it's 19-degree chest. And then Trump goes to China yesterday with, you know, the Avengers, Revenge of the Nerds squad. And it's like, so what's the point of this? Like, and so it's like my brain wants to, like, understand.
Well, let me decipher it for you. Let me decipher it for you.
Okay.
It's cool. A great question, incredible question. I'll put you on hold while I answer your question. I could teach a college course, a 2-year course, PhD, on what you just asked. Everything you said made my top of my head blow off, okay? And that's why I can't answer the question. Because I had the whole answer there when you were talking, and then it kind of just went away. But, I mean, I've got big pieces of it. But Trump knows Xi Jinping's a dictator and loves to look powerful and important, and particularly the Asian mind, but everybody's the same way about saving face, looking good. So Trump goes over there and kisses his ass in all his verbal stuff, while politically and economically and militarily, he goes completely against him. Let me go back to you. Say your question again. What was the question again?
Basically, is like to reverse engineer why we went into Iran in the first place, and then to see what's kind of unfolding now, because it seems like every reason is always, well, because of Israel, or, oh, it's because of nukes.
All right, no. Now remember, thank you. I'll go back to you. Thank you. When the globalists do something, it's because it helps them on every front. So BlackRock and the Rothschilds of above want us to go bankrupt. They want Trump's recovery to fail. They want to put us on a social credit score. They want the U.S. to go bankrupt and all the other nations on the verge. We were already going into bankruptcy. Trump's plan would have reversed that. Okay? So that's why I was supporting him. Then if they can get us into a war that closes the Strait of Hormuz and cuts off 30% of the energy and fertilizer, within just a few months, it puts us into a nosedive and ends that and puts the world into the Great Reset, which even Larry Fink admits is happening. He's so happy. So Israel at one level is the big lobby. Oh, they got nukes. Oh, they're going to kill us. Oh, we got to do this right now. We got to, you know, existential, blah, blah, blah. And that at one level is true that Israel wants it. And Netanyahu's in political trouble, so he wants it to be the war president, the war prime minister. Then above that, the globalists want us to go bankrupt. We're the real target. Western nations, not Iran. They're secondary. And then Trump's presented with all this. This is the thing he needs to do. And he's cutting off China. So he's cutting off Iran, Venezuela, Cuba. Trump believes that plan, that at one level is a real plan. But the immediate economic disaster it causes, whether he'd be successful or not, we don't know, shuts down the midterms. So the Democrats get back in and can derail his overall agenda that was going the right direction until he got segued into the Iran conflict. So at a prime equation, that's why they attack you and try to shut you down if you try to keep him from making the mistake. Now he's made the mistake. Now we're illustrating that for people so people understand actually what happened. And that's only one level of the overall system that we're dealing with. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, that's just like why things need to start happening now, because if he can't really get like some momentum going about making America first again before like the 4th of July, you know, the campaign season starts in the summertime and we're just going to be on our heels, like, you know, and then people are going to choose the worst of two evils because they don't like what's in the office right now. So
they're going to feel rejected by Trump, who doesn't just go against what he promised. He slaps his constituents around and makes insane statements like, I don't care about the average American's economic plight. Exactly.
Yeah, we're like an abused spouse a little bit, you know? It's like,
but we have to not be emotional and just look at that for what it is and just decide what good can we get out of Trump. Like, I'll criticize him on a bunch of issues, try to get back on track, or just be on the right side. Where he's good, as good people, I'll back that. It's all mathematical. It's not lesser of two evils. It's mathematical support Tulsi Gabbard, support RFK Jr., support the border, this and that. Criticize what's bad. See the big picture. Tell people what's going to happen so our credibility goes up, so we're in the leadership role intellectually in the next phase. Thanks for the call. And that's how my brain works. Just what's the truth? What's the issue? Cover it. Be done with it. That's it. Just be done with the heavens fall. Ben in Indiana, you're our tail gunner, last caller of the day before the war room with the mighty Harrison Smith takes over.
Good afternoon, Alex. Great to hear from you. I've been a VIP member since October. I love your supplements. Really changed my life and saved me from the soy boy I was. I'm calling in today just to, you know, give the heads up. Mike Braun, of the governor of Indiana, just invested $50 million of our taxpayer money to help Israel start more tech in the state of Indiana and more data centers. And I'm not anti-Judaism.
No, but it's true. Notice Netanyahu said, I don't want U.S. investment now or free money. I want to be a partner. He means preferential deals through their lobby here to be given eminent domain with data centers to take over. And Israel is dominant, more than even China, in controlling our tech. And so exactly, this is Israel saying they're a superpower, as I played last hour, and they believe they're going to take us over. It's total megalomania. It's not going to work.
Yeah, it's super crazy. And I just wanted to bring it to your attention and then also just give your flowers on, you know, I listen to Rex's show every morning, and you've done a great job with that young man. He has a bright future, and I thank you for all that you do, Alex. God bless.
I'm very proud of my son. I guess he's made comments I haven't seen, but I see, like, Alex Jones disowned Rex Jones. No. It's the opposite. I'm not giving him any help, because that only makes him weaker. So, I mean, maybe I once a week tweet something he does, and I don't talk about his shows, and I don't promote him. Because that is a weakness. That will only make him dependent on me. He's my son, and he's going to sink or swim on his own stuff, and that is my gift to him. My parents would always only buy me books. That you want to buy? Go Mow Yards. you want to go with your friends at Six Flags? We're not giving you any money. Go make the money. And so I'm like 9 years old mowing the neighbor's yard. And I learned, I always had a big wallet full of cash. It was great. It was a great gift. I bought my own car myself at 16 and bought a Chevy Silverado, actually 15 at hardship license, walked in, down payment cash, boom. Already had credit, already had a bank account, already had a credit card when I was like 13. Didn't, and my dad's like right there at the bank with me. And that was a good thing. My parents took me shopping twice a year for clothes. They said, you want more clothes by the time I was 10? Go get a job. My parents didn't do that because they were assholes. They did because they didn't want a pussy. And so that's the thing with Rex. He does a great show. I see it sometimes. I do it. And I almost discriminate against him. Like, I promote other people. I'm like, he asked me to promote him. I'm like, no, I'm not going to promote you. Because he needs to do this all on his own. And that's a gift I'm giving him. Because that's what this is all about. He needs to not be under my wings. He needs to do his own thing. And so I appreciate you saying nice things about Rex. Now, Harrison Smith's about to take over. I had the big AI stack. I had another big stack of the left and all their crime and the stuff. And boy, big UFO stuff I didn't hit. But tomorrow, Lord willing, I will cover it all. But it doesn't matter. I'll come in Saturday. Whatever we didn't hit, I'll hit. And I'll hit everything else. So great job to the crew. Very appreciative of them. And I'll just say this again to the viewers and listeners. I can't do this without you. That's why when you call in and thank me, I interrupt everybody. I say, stop it. You're the people that make this operation run. You're in charge. You're in the driver's seat. Seriously, I'm like a battering ram, an iron battering ram that you're ramming into the enemy fortress gate. And so I'm just a battering ram. You've got to grab it and swing it and run it into the enemy. I volunteer for this. I love it. But I can't do this motion. This is you. You need to get that in your head that you're not on board. You're the captain. You drive the next permutation of InfoWars ship. I'm not patting you on the head. Please receive the data. You are the driver. You are the captain. You are the general. You have all the power. It's all about you, God working through you. So take the URL, alexjoneslive.com. Go share. You already have it. The free app on Android or Apple, alexjonesapp.com. Share it. We will override the AI. We will override all their systems. We will defeat everything they're doing when you decide the agency and the deed to the planet that God in Genesis gave us, not Satan. Satan's marooned here as our tester. Satan is actually a agent of God. Satan is his own operative against God, but God allows him to operate because that's free will. So you are the captain. You are the driver. You own the road. You have to decide. And listen, it ain't about me. Do your own podcast. Do your own show. Run for office. Listen, promote whoever you think. It doesn't matter. Get active or get radioactive and support us right now. The methylene red capsules are in. Huge discount right now. Big buy one, get one free on the very best iodine, the very best detox for the spike protein, all the rest of it. It's all there at thealexjonesshow.com. And I'll tell you point blank, we're barely paying the bills. I'm sure people are going to come through. I want to hire more hosts. And I'm sure once we have the money and do all the stuff and go 20 hours a day like I want to go, 5 a.m. to, you know, midnight, it's 19 hours, that Rex will have a show here. Because he has to do it on his own. He's got there. He's now ready. Because I have to look at him as like, would I hire that person separate from my son? And now he's there. And he will join me and one day be greater than I am if I don't put him in crutches or a wheelchair and wheel him around. I'm giving him the gift of war and conflict. That which does not kill you only makes you stronger.
Your arm been hacked off by a homeless person with a samurai sword? Try Shilajit gummies today.
A guy in Venice Beach just got his arm nearly hacked off by some tweaker with a samurai sword. And as of 4:15, he is still on the loose. And seemingly, the reaction from our local government is basically like, oh, like, these things just happen. Like, this is our new normal. That, dude. I want to live in an LA that is safe to go out, where I don't have to worry about walking around and getting my arm hacked off by some tweaker looking for drugs.
Sorry, I ate a shield your gummy. Sorry, I thought I could finish it before that clip was over. You caught me. Shilajit gummies, folks. We're not joking. They're very good. Shilajit gummies. Are you a leftist idiot that thinks it's normal that men get their arms chopped off with swords when trying to go to the beach in California? Shilajit gummies are for you. Consumers of Shilajit gummies, they know places to avoid. If you want to avoid having your arm nearly cut off by a sword in Venice Beach, California, you need to be taking Shilajit gummies today. I do love these things. They are really delicious, but they really do give you a kick. And you only get to take one. This is the worst part of Shilajit gummies, is you want to take multiple, but you're only supposed to take one. You can take more if you want. Also, I love the Modern World Survival Stack. A massive discount if you get three products together. It's the Shilajit capsules, the Atomic Defense, and the CMOS capsules, which are packed with vitamins, minerals to support overall wellness, thyroid health, and immune function. The Atomic Defense is for daily defense and cellular support, while Shilajit capsules support natural energy, stamina, and daily vitality. Get one or all of them now at thealexjonesstore.com. Share the links at alexjoneslive.com and on Rumble at thealexjonesshowlive.com. Shilajit gummies.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.